everybody ready?
We're ready.
Yeah.
Good evening. I'd like to invite, welcome you tonight to the Walton Hills Finance Committee meeting, March 21st, 2018 at 6 p.m. First order of business is roll call, please.
Councilperson Linville.
Present.
Brenner Miller.
Here.
Allen.
Here.
Terlowski.
Here.
Kolograph.
Here.
Spitznagel.
Here.
Thank you, council members, for being here tonight. Also, want to recognize that Katie Iconis, fiscal officer and clerk of council, is present. And I also want to recognize all the department directors for the Village of Walton Hills, police chief, dispatcher, service garage, clerk of court, and recreation are present at this meeting to answer your questions, anything with the budget. So with that being said, item C, open discussion about the draft budget. Council members, would you like to go line by line, page by page, and then we could ask questions as we go through?
I think that would work.
That's,
yep. That's probably the best way to start.
Done. Okay.
All right. So we'll start with the easiest one first, and that's the one on top, which will be projections on revenues. Our budgeted amount for income tax is quite a bit less than we had projected for last year. We feel that this is a good conservative number on the collections. Our local government distribution, it's $17,000 that you can see based on the years it has decreased, and I continue to expect it to decrease. Looking down at 1,390, like you'll see the $164,000 special assessment. This is for rubbish. I know there is some discussion about millage and then not assessing residents for trash collection. However, if I take this out of our revenue budget, the general fund will go into a negative. We either have to assess and bill out this year, and then going forward, if you pass the inside millage, it can be used towards trash collection. But if I take it out, we have to make a $164,000 cut in there to offset it. So that's why it's still included. Everything else is pretty standard. Going back to our November meeting, the increase in dispatch fees is reflected in the $181,000. The charge for services, the $24,000 in the finance department, is the amount that we collect for the JED, the 3% that we take for doing those collections. I do have a projection for banquet hall rentals, and including multi-purpose room. It's kind of grouped into one, of $50,000, which I think that we will hit. And then the one other of interest, if you look under court fines, 1,612, it's $100,000 more than normal. I have budgeted conservatively $100,000 for traffic camera fines. We do know that can be more, but we're keeping at a fairly reasonable number. Any questions so far on this page?
No. Seeing none.
Let me.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Going to the next page, same thing, cable franchise fees. That's a pretty steady amount of money. Everything else is the special events, Parker program, miscellaneous operating. These are just some, you know, we sell scraps or paper shredding. Tow releases, that has increased. I put it at 6,000. It was 6,950 last year. I may continue to increase, so that's a conservative number there. And then we have the transfers in. This number is 400,000. This is a transfer in from our JED, which is an agency fund. So this is our portion that's transferred in. Moving on to SCMR, the street maintenance.
Mr. Mayor? Oh, yes, sir.
Katie, do you see anything changing? I know we talked about some things changing with the JED, maybe some additional revenue there, because I know we weren't collecting at all.
They've been discussing in 19 possibly that state facility, and they have to look in their budget. The budget they have right now passed does not show any growth in that psychiatric facility.
Okay.
There's been a lot of discussion about VA and psychiatric at that location, but it's government. It moves very slow.
So that's going to stay.
That's why we didn't project anything. Yeah. The 400 is right now a factual number, and that's the number we're keeping in there. We've always have a very conservative budget, so we're not real way out of whack at the end of the year.
Why is there a difference between 85,000 from 17 till what you projected for 18?
We actually did five distributions in 17 to help our ending budget. We don't have to pay Sagamore Hills until the end of the first quarter of the following year, but we took our distribution for the village, so we had actually five.
Okay.
In that year.
So that distribution is not from 16; it's going to be from 18.
Yes.
Okay, so that's why it's less.
Yes.
Okay.
So then on to SCMR. It's pretty average what we receive in the gas tax, license tax. The other thing to mention is the $500,000 transfer in. This comes from the general fund to offset the cost of operating the street department. State highway, also pretty standard what we receive from them. Law enforcement trust, some money goes into this department based on court fines or forfeitures that the police department make. And then they do have some vehicles or other assets they may sell that we may be able to recoup some money on minimal amount. Same with the motor vehicle, 2101, $25,000 we get in taxes. And then on to the next page for the police pension. This $45,000 is what we receive in property taxes. This is our 0.3 mils. This goes directly into the police pension. And that is all we receive in property tax. You'll also notice there is $115,000 that is transferred into the police pension, which also comes from the general fund. From here is how we pay the police officers' pensions, but it is also subsidized by the general fund.
Just if I could touch on that, Katie.
Sure.
The $45,000, everyone knows that is all we receive from our residents' property tax, and that goes straight to the police retirement, because that's federal law. That's not something that we do here. None of that money comes here for anybody's paycheck or operates any of our funding of our operations. This money that we've been complaining about for years, I'm saying it probably more for the audience edification mm-hmm. than yours, but just wanted to clarify, that's what we've always talked about being the lowest taxes. We have no funding for fire department. We have no funding for any other operations of this village. Your property tax goes to the pension of the police officers. And we still have to subsidize it because we have no other tax collections on your property.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Not just the resident property tax, also the property tax.
Commercial property, utilities.
And the utilities.
Yes.
Our total revenue that we're getting for any property in the village is $45,000.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
If Insight Millage is done, would that property tax have to be dedicated to some special area as it is here, or
we would put it into the general fund and pay the bills out of it. Yes.
Okay.
That's what that whole five mils was about.
Yeah.
To fund our police department.
Yeah. This 0.3 that is currently will always go towards the police pension, but any inside millage enacted
general
can
fund.
Go into the general
okay.
fund
yes.
Or into capital. It's your decision if you want to earmark those funds.
And so everyone knows the $1 million plus to operate the police department does come out of the income tax. No property tax pays for anybody's paycheck in this village. No one's paycheck. Doesn't pay for your trash, doesn't pay for the salt on the road, does not pay for the snow plowing. doesn't pay for anything. Your tax and the business tax and utilities tax pays solely for the pension of our police officers. That's federal law. Go ahead, Katie.
Okay. Next is the water meter repair fund. It's budgeted $10,200. This should be the amount that is actually a transfer in. We've already had the expenditure, so that covers that. Court fines, I've budgeted $6,000. And then we get into the special bond retirement fund. I would like to, you'll see a transfer in of $70,000, which is to pay down debt. This comes from capital. And then we would reissue $1.64 million in notes next year, assuming there's no new debt that we would be adding. I paid down a very minimal amount last year. I would like to try to do this amount this year because we are running out of time to pay off our notes on police vehicles and safety vehicles because you can only reissue for, I probably only have about three more years to reissue those. So. Going down to capital.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Katie, the 1.6 mil, is that our total debt that the village is currently carrying?
This is just our note. That doesn't include our, we have several OPWC loans that are 0%. So those total, I can't give you the off the top of my head, probably around $1 million. But all of those are either 0% loans or 2% loans.
Okay.
And some of those are from going back to 2004, correct?
Yes. And
when
most
we did
of
Dunham
them
Road,
are,
that was all 0%. Mm-hmm. And that was a $2 million cash out that we had to pay out. So a lot of that debt was not something that we acquired. It's just something that we're still paying on from mm-hmm. prior administration.
Right. Well, the new community center, I mean, that's at 0%, but that's for 20 years.
Right.
So we're going to be carrying that for how long? So
yeah.
So I was just curious. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then going down to capital, we receive Barclay sewer fees from Northfield Village. I think some of these are off kilter. They should be down one, sorry. And then $20,000 for court fines for safety vehicles that goes into capital.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Katie. So the 27,735, that's from Northfield, correct?
Yes.
For the lift station?
For the sewer tap.
The sewer tax over there, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that was something we passed in 2007 or 6.
Right.
That we allowed them to shut down their pump station on Sagamore Road and divert all their sewage into the Northeast Ohio Sewer District. And they gave us a tap-in fee.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We are going to have $440,000 advanced into capital from the general fund because we don't have a revenue stream supporting capital. And then this $300,000 sale of fixed assets, I apologize, they should be shifted down one line. The $300,000 will be the $200 we're receiving for the sale of the old service garage, and it's I put in a fairly conservative estimate of $100,000 for the house that is attached to the community center, which will be going on the market this spring, hopefully.
Excuse me, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Acreage that we're selling with that house.
1 acre.
1 acre.
It's one acre and a two-car garage. You split that in October. And that's all been done through the county, and we've been doing, our service guys have been doing the painting, the fixing of the house so we can put it on the market, and we hope to have permission to sell it hopefully in May, put it on the market in May. And the other part of that $300,000 is the Cajun trucking that you voted on Tuesday night, and that I think has 90 days before we receive that, because there's a phase one and possibly a phase two on the properties, and that's why, you know, we don't have it in a bank today, but 90 days from now, because that was part of the agreement.
Under the guise that you can always go down in price, but you cannot ever go up, is there any thought to that avenue of maybe having a little higher price on that home? as a startup?
Oh, we just used a conservative number.
Yeah,
we had a realtor give us a price of about 150, but we just used a conservative number of 100.
Okay, okay.
So there is a chance it could sell higher.
There is a chance you'll have more than 100.
Market-wise, it's actually going to be around 150.
Yes, that's what the realtor told us, yes.
All right, thank you, Mayor.
Yeah.
Okay. Next page. These are all really zero agency funds. We don't budget for Mayor's Court. We don't budget for any of the 9903's benevolent funds, no plowing. These are just funds where the money is flowing in. We hold it, and then it goes back out. And then you'll see with the JED, we're looking at another $800,000. Though it could be higher, but that's a good estimate where I think we'll be.
And that's the total we collect for the JED.
That's the total,
that's
yes.
Before the
distribution
to Sagamore.
Yes.
Yeah, the way we negotiated that was we split everything 50-50 with Sagamore Hills, and then we get paid 3% off top of the gross number for handling the money for administration.
Right. And that's at $24,000.
That's for the $24,000, right. Yes.
Okay. Ready to move on to expenditures. That should be your next sheet. First, we have the police department. We have 10 officers, one police chief. They are all included in this full-time salary, $831,000. We are down two employees since last year, so that's why you'll see a semi-significant decrease between 17 and 18. We are hoping overtime is going to decrease. Last year, there was a bit of an increase due to the layoffs, due to the part-time police layoffs as well. Our full-time dispatchers, we have budgeted $192,000. I feel pretty comfortable with that projection. I don't believe there are any plans to hire any other full-time employees at this time. We now have our part-time police are back working. I have $63,000 budgeted for them. We have, I believe, four part-time officers and three who are working a bit more regularly than one other. So.
If I could touch on that real quick. Council, if you remember last year, so this is basically for the audience's information as well, we had 12 full-time officers and we had approximately four or five part-time, correct? Okay, and by union contracts, we had to go to 10 full-time. In order to do that, we had to lay off all the part-time and lay off the two full-time. That's what we did in transition. Then we got permission from the union to hire back the full part-time in the month of September. And that's why you'll see a fluctuation in overtime. Mm-hmm. Some of this overtime we do get reimbursed from the university hospital because we do what they call
saturation
patrol. And we sometimes do also OVI checkpoints. So that's why you see the number of 21,000 in overtime. But that also gets reimbursed about $9,000 of that, I believe it is, from UH Hospital. If you want to go back to several years back, it was up to $45,000 in overtime. So just keep in mind what this fluctuation was. I know the comment was we fired police officers, then we rehired police officers, and I just wanted to make sure those statements were correct and everyone knows the facts. We laid off police officers first time in the history of the village, and with permission of the union that you voted in, we were able to bring back part-time police officers. We have to follow the guidelines because that's federal law. Go ahead, Katie. I apologize. I just wanted to make sure everybody knows the facts. I have to make sure we get the facts out there.
What a lovely bird.
Up here?
Yes. There's,
I thought it was someone's cell phone. You know how they got the different.
We have 24,000 budgeted for auxiliary police officers. These are not commissioned officers. They are doing house checks. They're patrolling the village. They work in court as just another added layer of our safety force. I have $100,000 for part-time dispatch, though I may need to add a bit of a cushion in here because during training, when we hire new part-time dispatchers, it requires more hours for them to sit with another dispatcher who's their trainer. So with your approval, I would like to add approximately $15,000 to that line item to bring it to 115. The longevity amount, longevity was
negotiated
in the last contract. This amount is
reflects here
study. They also, last year, the police did agree to not take their weapons allowance. This year it is back on for them to receive it. And then below you'll see the OPERS contributions we make for part-time police. They are not under the Ohio Police and Fire pension. Below that are the pension contributions for dispatch, and then the amount we pay in Medicare for each of those. The $132,000 and then $42,000 are the amounts we pay in insurance, medical insurance for both police and dispatch, followed by life insurance, workers' comp.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Katie, why is there an increase there?
On the workers' compensation.
Yeah, in the medical hospital. Is it because of more employees or?
Well, it went up 12%.
Our insurance went up. I told you that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think 12% would be $12,000, correct?
No.
So I see it was at 36 in 16 and 30 in 17, and now you're.
Oh, that's for dispatch.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
I have one employee who was not on insurance who is now on.
Okay, that's what. That's what I want. That's.
Yeah, sorry, I thought you were referring to the police line item.
No.
Yeah, I have an additional employee on insurance.
Okay.
Life insurance, workers' comp. The workers' comp amounts, you'll see it lowers because we often receive reimbursements, so those are posted against the original payment, which makes the payment look lower. So that's the reasoning there. Lodging and meals, $1,000 is budgeted. They more than likely will not spend all of that. We have our uniform allowance. The amount that we will use to supplement auxiliary officers' uniforms. The $4,400, the line item says telephones and pagers. This is actually for data, which they use in the computers in all of the police cars.
They're called air cards.
Air cards.
We do not pay for anyone's cell phone in the village of Walton Hills.
Not at all.
So we just want to clarify that. We just put telephone and pagers because all the police cars have to have a digital air card that allows for wireless internet to be operated in the police cars. That's how they're able to check your data from the police cars with their computers. I also want to go back to the $1,000 for meals and lodging. Mandatory state law, we have no authority whatsoever. More classes, more hours in Columbus, not in Cleveland, where our police officers have to go. There's a lot of things that are mandatory by state law, but they don't give us subsidizing money. So we have to pay that. So you have to understand, they're not going there for a shooting range. They're going there for some type of new law or more hours. Actually, the governor has mandated more hours for police officers. It used to be something like 16, 20 hours. Now it's up to 40 hours, correct? Yes. And it just continues to grow, but we're never subsidized for that. So I want everybody to understand that. That's where people get confused and make false statements.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
This is a point that's been very minimum. I mean, what, $950 in 2017, $82, so I don't...
Mm-hmm. A lot of times our guys drive down and drive back.
Right. So it's very, very minimal.
Yeah. To piggyback on that, the $2,000 that's budgeted for training services, that is to pay for these ongoing classes that are mandatory for the officers to take.
Katie?
Yes.
I'm sorry, back to uniforms and clothing. That is in the union contract negotiations,
it
too,
is,
right?
Yes.
So that's
okay. Dues and fees, $30,000. There are several different organizations that the police department belongs to, such as the Southeast Area Law Enforcement, I can't think of all your other ones, Dan, but I know you have a few that you belong to.
Seal. Bomb squads.
Bomb squad.
Yeah.
So these, this is where we paid that out of. Contractual services, this would really, I believe, is where we pay their computer IT company out of this line item. Office supplies, pretty standard. Operating supplies, this is, you know, a catch-all for other things. You know, you need a computer cord, you need a new badge holder, things of that nature. Fuel, budgeting $30,000. Repairs and maintenance of equipment and motor vehicles, they're pretty steady at $7,000 and $15,000. Prisoner supplies, right around $5,000. We've already spent over $1,000 a third into the year, so. And we have $5,000 for the emergency warning sirens. And then the $7,000 was for initially for computers and supplies. You'll see it's already at $16,411. I'm going to have to increase that line item to cover that expenditure. They needed new computers in the dispatch. New technology was needed. There's also fees associated with the company that does their IT. So.
Excuse me, Katie?
Yes.
On the contractual services, what was that for 16, or, year 16, 2016 was 11,000, then it went to 108, and they were budgeting 10,000 now?
That is part of the 100,000 was the separation pay with the former police chief. So
what
that
line item, Gloria?
399.
Yeah, I saw.
Which
that.
Line is?
Oh, okay.
110,399. Contractual services.
A question about the police.
Right. Yes.
Do we have body cameras on all our police departments?
We applied for a grant. We're still waiting from the Department of Justice to go ahead. 5 for 10. They approved 5.
What is the cost approximately for one camera, you know, on this officer? Thank you.
Okay. On to the next page. Here you'll see the fire contract. This reflects a 2% increase from the year prior. And then we have what we pay to the Board of Health. And then 160,349. I have to look what that is. Sorry. I think it's a standard, about 3,000 every year we pay. Moving on to recreation, we have 62,000 budgeted in salary. This is for the director and assistant director. 36,000 is budgeted for seasonal. This is for all of the counselors who work at the park and help at events throughout the year. We have $15,000 budgeted for transportation's salary. We have two employees who transport seniors or disabled or anybody who needs ride to doctor's appointments and things of that nature. For that department, the village contributes the $15,820 in pension contributions. We have Medicare, workers' comp, a minimal amount for travel and transportation. Carol and Carlene will sometimes go to different training classes as well, just to make sure they're up to date on all things recreation. We have $3,000 budgeted for trips. Most of this is offset, and I know Carol could explain it more. When people go on trips, they are charged at least $2 for the transportation, and then they are required to pay 100% of their entrance fees, their meals, anything they want to buy. The village does not pay for that. It is up to the resident or whoever's going on the trip. I have $15,000 budgeted for special events. This kind of encompasses all the different parties we have throughout the year. We take some for Ohio Flags of Honor, Halloween parties, the
hayride,
everything else. The garage sale, we spend about $500, but we do take in some money on that, but for the fee for people to register to be part of the listing for the garage sale. The Parker program, we have budgeted $12,000. The entrance fees do cover these costs. I know we've discussed at length if that program is covered 100%, which we know it is not. The fees that are paid for the children do not cover completely, but they do cover our costs for materials. Baseball, we already have $6,700 spent. I believe this was an old outstanding invoice from somebody who did not turn it in until this year. So we will be increasing that. The contractual amount here for $20,000 is the lake contract. Nominal amounts for operating supplies, concessions are for up at the park during the park program and baseball season. Senior services, this falls in with senior lunch, which is also offset by the amount she charges for that. We have $4,000 budgeted for fuel, $2,500 for repairs and maintenance of their motor vehicles, which we have managed to stay below. And I apologize, I look like I preemptively removed Community Day from this list. my apologies, that is up to you. If we do, it needs to be another $20,000 put back into the budget. You'll see on my scenario sheet that I handed out, it is on the scenario of
options
to not have a Community Day this year. On to building department, the $14,000 here is a stipend that is paid to our building inspector, who is a state certified inspector.
If I could touch on this part here, with the building department, as everybody remembers, we made this stipend in 2016, I believe it was, just as we did with the zoning inspector. But in return, I believe, tell us how much we saved, Katie, from SafeBuilt. $30,000?
More than that. I think we've initially maybe about $40,000, but we were even down less in this past year. So even with the stipend we're paying, by negotiating our contract to go on a per inspection basis rather than a percentage basis, we were saving probably close to $50,000 a year. Do you agree, Rob?
Yeah. We, as everyone remembers that's been here for a while, we spent close to $158,000 in building department.
Yep.
And we continue to reduce, and we continue to reduce. We did have that one gentleman by the name of Jim Ziegler, and then we went with a contract with MBIS, and then we went with SafeBuilt and got a better contract, and then we offered to our employees to get their certifications, and we would save more money, and that was where we went. So you go from 158 to 14 plus whatever we're paying there, we've saved over $100,000 in this department, and I hope everybody remembers that. That's part of the package I passed out to show you all the different, you know, reductions that we've done since 2011. It's pretty substantial.
Mm-hmm. If you go to the next page, you'll see just the small amount for that stipend we pay in pension contributions and Medicare. And then there is a small amount in there for the inspector if he does have to do ongoing training, ongoing education credits for certifications, which sometimes involves overnight travel.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Why is there a big difference in the OPRS?
Last year, and this was an accidental posting, all of Rob's pension was posted in this line item rather than service.
Gotcha.
So that is why.
Okay.
For 17.
For 17, yes.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Katie, just let me back up. Ask you a question about Rec. The lady that does the senior services for, you know, the...
Kathleen.
Kapuski, yeah. What line item is she under?
She'll come out of 310, 349, which is contractual services. Well, she has a lot of 349, sorry.
Yeah. Professional technical services?
310, 390. Oh, no. Where is she? There we go. Yeah, just 349, 000. So.
Okay.
$349,000.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the service we brought on board with your permission to offer our senior citizens
right.
the opportunity for
yeah.
to learn about Medicare, Medicaid, and all those things, and to take some of the workload off of Carol and not rely on county services, but to bring the services in-house. And I can tell you that's been a real home run with a lot of our
yes.
seniors.
Okay.
A lot of people have really benefited on their
Thank
health
you.
Insurance and stuff. Any other questions in recreation?
For Katie, Medicare is supposed to go up. Does this reflect any of that?
This is still at the 1.45%. So
that's at the current rate.
Okay.
So there probably will be a fluctuation up.
Yeah, it's supposed to go up, so there may be a little bit more on that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If we continue down on the in the building department, that's where you'll see under 410-349, we have $25,000 budgeted for, this is what we pay Safebuilt. Last year was just under 25. The year prior, we were just under 30. So we are seeing a decrease and possibly a leveling off. It just depends on, you know, with our new businesses coming in. But it should remain pretty stable. Engineering, this is for Don Sheehy's salary. This was approved earlier this year, and all we pay for him, his salary, his pension, Medicare, and workers' comp. Down to utilities, here we have, we're thinking about $70,000 for electricity, gas about $25,000, water $4,000. Our trash, you'll see it went up from 16 to 17 by about $9,000, averaging about 150 for this year. Phones and other communications, those encompass internet and phone systems. If we move on to the service department, this...
Katie?
Yes.
I'm sorry. If we could just back up a second, under building department.
Yes.
We have Safebuilt now to do the commercial, correct? Because we have...
Rob does all of our
residential stuff.
Inspections.
Right.
Safebuilt handles the commercial.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify because the mayor had said about getting rid of Safebuilt, but so that the residents understand, we still need Safebuilt for commercial things.
Mm-hmm.
And we use Rob for all of our residential
yes.
items.
Right. We eliminated Safebuilt for our residential and
right.
saved money.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure the audience understood. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We go down to the service department. Here we have the salary for seven I have two employees.
Yeah,
this is
true.
Our mechanic, and our service director is in here. Overtime, that fluctuates due to snow plowing, but that $5,000 is a good rough estimate. I have their pension, their Medicare, hospitalization, life insurance, workers' comp. Those are pretty steady.
So how many employees was that? Was it four, you said?
Two.
Two, the director and the mechanic.
Yes.
Mechanic, yes.
For a total of four?
No, just two people
just
are
two
in
people.
This service department. All the other employees are in SCMR.
Okay.
Yeah, we started that back in 2004,
okay.
SCMR.
Okay. Next page, they do receive, there's $5,000 for professional and technical services. This applies to everything in the service department, and not just street-related. Everything street-related is in 2011. This applies to all of our buildings and structures. They have $60,000 budgeted in here for repairs and maintenance of building and land, so that would be anything related to the community center, this building, the service garage, and any other structures the village maintains. Usually just a nominal amount we put in for repairs of machinery and equipment. And then I did put in $10,000 initially. I had zero for repairs and maintenance of sanitary sewers. You'll see we already had spent $5,700, but now we have been able to start taking advantage of the contract we signed with Cuyahoga County to turn over the maintenance of the sanitary sewers. So,
Mayor, yes. Refresh my memory on the maintenance of the sanitary sewers.
Cameron, the sewer blasting,
and jet, they provide the employees,
the manpower.
We don't do that anymore. Yeah.
Like that's all part of the deal there, because we estimate about $150,000 we spend a year when we have to hire a camera or we have to hire a jet service
expensive.
Or something. So we just had an incident on Egbert Road. Was that Monday night or Tuesday night? On Egbert Road by that pump station, and they called the. Was it Monday?
Monday.
Yeah, it was Monday. And they called out the service, and they were there in a matter of hours, and they took care of the situation. We've had a lot of problems with that piping in that particular area because of EPA and the creek there, and we have to keep a close eye on that. But that was one of the main reasons, because we knew this was coming.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Katie, on under service department with operating supplies and materials, how come the big jump in 17? Compared to 16, it was just over 5,000, and then in 17, it was 32,000.
Well, I think that there were some other projects that were not normally expected. Some of the maintenance we had some plumbing issues at the community center that were an additional expense. Things of that nature.
Okay.
Boiler repairs here in this building that are unexpected because our boiler is still original to the building, which
some roof repairs, didn't we?
Roof repairs.
We did some
and
45 years old.
The room over there, too, the community room, the furnace over
the
there.
The furnace there.
We had to fix the controllers on that. So
isn't there a pump station that went bad, too?
That's under sanitary.
That would be under sanitary. But I do know we had some real issues with the building across the way because it would either get too hot or too cold. The whatever you call float valve wasn't working right.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so yeah,
thank you.
That's the fluctuation.
But Mr. Mayor, with that said, is it, so you put some of it in that line item, and then because you have two line items that are very close, 420 and 431, repairs and maintenance of buildings and land, and you've got operating supplies and materials there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which you're kind of almost talking the same, but are you're kind of taking supplies out or material that's bought for those projects?
That's up to the director.
Okay.
And we do oversee to make sure it does fit correctly in the categories, but the director generally gives us direction on where they would like it to come out of their budget.
I just was wondering how you separate those two, that's all.
By description, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Ready?
We're good.
Okay.
No, go ahead, Kate.
All right, so we have the mayor's salary, $61,650. His contribution we make for his pension, Medicare, hospitalization, life insurance, workers' comp. There is $800 in here for travel and transportation. This would be if he does go to Washington, D.C., as he generally does once a year for the manufacturer's
summit.
And then the $3,000 is in. That would include some of the meals on those trips, and it's also for networking meals, development, economic development and things of that nature. dues and fees. He is part of several organizations, the mayors and city managers. We're part of several chambers. That's where we pay those fees out of. We give him a paltry $500 for office supplies, and that is that.
Just two reams of paper.
He burns through it, trust me.
You got your witness of that.
Yeah, plenty of paper.
As far as my travel, I have been invited to Washington in June. That's your call if you want me to go. And I do have to go to Dearborn, so I can hitch a ride with Bill Mason if I have to, make him pay for the gas.
Ford business, right?
But yeah, it's for Ford, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Next, we have the council salaries. So it's pretty basic, and I don't really budget anything else for you besides your salaries, Medicare, pension payments. If you need business cards or any of those sort of things, I take them out of our general administrative budget. On to Mayor's Court. So we have $24,000, which is budgeted for John Montello, our prosecutor. The amount that is budgeted, if the mayor were to conduct 48 sessions, it would be $19,200 for magistrate. And then the salary for our clerk of court is $42,432. Below, I have our pension contributions for those three amounts listed above. And then Medicare for those three amounts, and then hospitalization for one employee in that department. We also have workers' comp. There is a little bit of travel and transportation. It looks like you're already over that for this year. I gotta look at that. And then $2,000 for office supplies and materials. She has to purchase file folders, toner, ink, paper, all of those necessary things for court. Any questions on this department? Okay. Boards and commissions. This is our planning and zoning boards. Each member is paid $40 per month. They are also they also receive $30 per meeting. They meet maybe 5-6 times a year, so they're a pretty nominal amount of money. Mm-hmm. We don't budget them for any sort of fee, travel, transportation, or office supplies. Those aren't necessary. AOS fees, we are going to have an audit this year, so it will be an audit for 16 and 17. I expect the cost to be roughly $15,000 that we will pay the state to come in and audit us. And then $4,500 is budgeted for Uniform Accounting Network. That's the system we use as our accounting network. It's called UAN. It's the Auditor of State's accounting software. Under solicitor, we have $60,000. This is actually paid through accounts payable to Bill Mason. He is not on our village payroll. We did not pay pension contributions, Medicare, for him because he is paid contractually.
Ms. Mayor, correct me if I'm wrong. Our previous solicitors were on, and we took that off for him.
This and also the prosecutor, as you can see, we've reduced all that. We've reduced it in the prosecutor. You can see about a $6,000, $7,000 savings there. And we did that in August. If everybody remembers, we voted on it, I believe, in August was.
Okay. And then I have $15,000 budgeted for any additional legal fees. We sometimes have fees associated with the JED, with any other sort of, or with the CIC putting that together, or any
lawsuits
or litigation that
the
we
lawsuits
may face,
are not in here. So if you remember, we've already spent $25,000, so we may have to add $25,000 to this. When that comes due, I would come to you for appropriations because our insurance has run out. Now we're paying $1 for that.
Yeah.
So that's up in the air. for now.
Mr. Mayor, Katie, that the amount in 16, that was because of the JED, correct?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Income tax, we do ask for a small amount of postage for sending out vouchers for people to make estimated payments, things of that nature. $3,000 is what we spend roughly for our income tax software that we use. And then a good estimate from my tax department was $30,000 we're expecting to give out in refunds in 2018.
Katie?
Yes.
Do we mail out our tax returns, our annual ones, to the residents? Do we mail them out?
No, we do not.
No, we have them posted out in the foyer there.
Okay, so they just pick them up?
Pick them up, or they're available online, and many of our residents know that they can come in and we will do their return for them, and we plan to continue with
Does ADP still do for the, do you have ADP do the withholding? Do they handle that for you? ADP.
Well, ADP does our payroll.
Yeah.
We have several companies that withhold for other employers.
Okay, so you have no one doing the for the end of the year tax, and that ADP doesn't any help with that.
No, we do the reconciliations ourselves.
Okay. W-3s. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, on to administrative and finance. The salaries included here are for myself, an accountant, our secretary slash building clerk, and a partial salary for our tax administrator. We do not have part-time. We do not budget for overtime. You'll see our pension contributions, our Medicare, our hospitalization. We do pay life insurance out of this department, and then we do pay life insurance for some retirees. They retired long ago under different contracts, so different.
We eliminated that.
Yeah.
But we're still carrying on the former employees.
Former.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Namely, police officers.
Right.
I have a minimal amount of travel and transportation. We really don't travel outside of, you know, our local area much, but like to have it just in case. Postage we use quite a bit, $3,000. We also have to pay for the rental of the machine. And then printing and reproduction, $2,500 would be for any sort of copies that we have made. The $19,000 goes towards the journal, which is printed by Ackland or Gaspar. Just want to clarify that we do bring in approximately $1,000 a month in advertising to offset the cost of the journal.
So the net is about seven?
Well, around nine.
Yes, okay.
I would also like to point out we do send it to all the residents and all of the businesses in the village.
Katie, is that reflected in the revenues? Like, what line would that be reflected?
Under advertising. So there is an advertising line item.
On the revenue part.
Right. You don't know the line number for that, do you? I just was going to write it down.
Mm-hmm. I will find it if you
590, 325, maybe?
There you
12,
go.
12,000.
0325.
Right here, about two-thirds of the way down.
Look at that.
And it is a bit higher because we did receive a partial grant, a recycling grant. We are going to be doing quarterly ads for recycling, which we will be in reimbursed for those ads on top of the normal amount that we receive. So. Okay, so then we are down to, we have a small amount for training. Professional and technical services, I have $100,000 budgeted. This is where we pay Tom Jordan for economic development. We're currently paying the impact group. We are paying, anybody who does any sort of contractual work for us comes out of this budget line item. $54,000 is what we expect to pay for our liability insurance and auto insurance. This comes out of our budget. Dues and fees, $9,000. I think there's a few different things we're not going to be part of any longer.
Mr. Mayor, Katie, also on that, professional, anything we do, the HR stuff comes out of there too, correct?
Yes, it would.
That wouldn't, doesn't come out another line?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. These contractual services for the $15,600, that is for, I'm sorry, I'm blanking on what I had for that. That may have been part of.
Is that the
impact? That's Sandy. Sorry. That is Sandy Green, our bank coordinator. I'm like, that number looks familiar. That's Sandy's salary. $4,000 for office supplies, $4,000 for operating supplies. And then you'll see down here at the bottom where we have our transfers out. So we're paying $115,000 going to police and fire pension, $500,000 going to SCMR, $440,000 going to capital, $10,200 going to the water meter repair fund. And that's the end of the general fund. Moving on to SCMR, the street department. This $305,000 is for the salary of 6 employees.
If I could touch on this for a minute, Katie.
Absolutely.
The $500 in, on this part right here where it says contingencies, you know, on this bottom piece.
Oh, okay.
This was last year we had $556,000, correct? Or $5,556,000 in 2017?
Expenditures.
And, yeah,
yes.
Expenditures. And in 2018, we trimmed that by almost $500,000, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was pointed out that we've already done a major reduction from last year's budget.
Yeah. Right. I mean, this is not our first budget meeting.
No.
I had quite a few in 2017.
Okay.
Go ahead, Katie. I'm
That's
sorry.
Okay. So $305,000, this is for 6 employees who are all full-time in the service department. $20,000 is budgeted for overtime. We have $45,000 in pension, Medicare.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Katie, so there's a, from 2016, there's a reduction of basically $120,000.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have $83,000 we pay for medical. $1,200 life insurance, $6,600 workers' comp. We do give them a small allowance. We call it a boot allowance, $250 per employee. They're getting $9,000 for professional and technical services. This would be anybody that they hire to do any work that they cannot perform in-house, which is not a lot, but sometimes they do have to. Dues and fees, $600, $45,000 towards operating supplies. Fuel, $21,000. Repairs and maintenance of building and land, $5,000. $10,000 for their repairs and maintenance of machinery and equipment. Repairs of vehicles, $20,000. And then I have $75,000 for salt, cold patch, and gravel.
And keep in mind that does fluctuate with the salt. We all know that.
Yeah, and you'll see below in the state highway, I put $15,000 in there as well. We've ended up removing it from the budget at the end of the year when we did our final appropriations the last few years because it was not spent. But because of the winter we've had this year, I thought we should give them a little extra cushion in there heading into the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. So that's a question mark. Mr. Mayor, right?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayor, didn't we receive $34,000 for patching or asphalt.
That's not in this budget. That's this year for 18, and that means we have to spend about $40,000. If you remember, with the memo from the service from the engineers, that's for not coal patching, crack sealing and stuff. Yeah, on the streets that we rebuilt and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. On to the next page. We'll see in the law enforcement trust. There really aren't many expenditures here. I usually have about $3,000 for any professional services and about $1,000 for operating supplies. Sometimes they have promotional materials they produce, and we use these funds. I believe when we used to do the Senior Police Academy, we used to pay some of it out of this account. And then I do not have any expenditures in the motor vehicle license tax fund. You'll see in the police pension, this almost $160,000 is what I expect to spend in pension payments this year. Below, with the water meter repair fund, this $10,371, this is going to be the number for the year, so that number budgeted will not change. Mayor's Court Computer Fund, there is a revenue line item for these. Part of every ticket does go into the Mayor's Court Computer Fund. This is for our clerk to replace her computer or any sort of supplies she needs associated with it. She has $3,000 to spend this year. And then going down into Special Bond Retirement Fund, this is where you'll see you saw on the revenue side where the 1.64 is coming back in. This is where it is coming out as an expenditure. And then, Jennifer, as you asked on our other debt, the $37,000 on both of those line items, that is what we will be paying this year on our outstanding OPWC loan.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And that is the average we'll probably be paying for the next, probably 15 years, it should be around that amount.
Okay. Cool.
We don't budget anything in the next, in 4101, 4201. Then we go into capital. I have $105,000 budgeted for engineering services. As we've discussed many times, anytime a new project is considered, engineering is always a part of that. And there are costs associated with it. I have $75,000 in here for repairs of the six-bay garage at the community center, $41,000 for a new police vehicle, and $500,000 is for the intersection of Alexander and Northfield. I'd like to note that this amount includes having the
Fluted arms,
not the cables. So that is still up in the air, and it's your decision how you want to proceed.
And that's $100,000.
That will be $100,000. I want everyone to know about also that we did talk about doing this over 2 years, but we would still reflect this year's budget for what Katie explained to me because incumbents, you know.
Yeah. You have to encumber the money.
Yeah, we'd still have to reflect that $500 no matter what. Because I was thinking we could only spend $250 this year and $250 next year, but we have to show it in our books of money that's encumbered.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the $70,000 below is what will be transferred into the bond retirement fund to pay down the debt when we reissue our note for next or for at the end of this year. I have $500 in Veterans Memorial Fund that we'll spend. Sometimes we spend more than others. This is for maintenance of the memorial. Unclaimed monies. We expect, you know, this amount to be, we sometimes have, we have this amount in here, I think, that we're going to have to pay it out, basically. We do not budget for deposits applied for mayor's court, but so far it's been $21,368 that's been transferred out of mayor's court fund back into the different revenue accounts we have, which include the mayor's court computer fund, court fines, auxiliary, all of those different things. Second party service, we do not budget for this either, benevolent fund, etc. And then you'll see the JED below, which shows $400,000 going to Walton Hills and $400,000 going to Sagamore. So if you go to your next packet, which is the report 52, which basically takes both of those reports, summarizes it together to show you how each department is operating, what their budget is. The first three pages are general fund. So if you go to the bottom of the third page, you'll see that with everything as is, revenues and expenditures, we're going to end with a balance of approximately $32,800 in the general fund. I want to point this out because if I take the revenue for the trash assessment out, I will go into the negative. We cannot have a negative fund, so we will have to make that amount of a cut somewhere else in the general fund if we do not assess for trash this year.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I know in our, not yesterday's meeting, but our COW meeting, we talked about if there was something with the inside millage, they allow you to use some of that, even if it's not assessed till the following year. Is that correct? Or
we can issue tax anticipation notes
to the county.
Well, the county will give us advances, but generally they don't begin their advance program until the year of collection. So once we're in 19, if the millage were to be passed, we could start getting advances on our collections. We'd probably see the first money in March or April. But until then, we could issue a tax anticipation note, basically in anticipation of that tax.
It would qualify us for a Schedule A, which would give us a bond rating, which would allow us to borrow against the futures. That's what that would be. Because right now we have no credit of a rating, a high rating.
We have no revenue.
We have no revenue
to borrow
again. Other
right.
Income tax you cannot use as a revenue source. So that's why property tax is so critical, and the inside millage, because as we said before, this makes the utilities pay and the businesses pay.
Yep.
Okay. Katie?
Yes.
You said at the bottom of that page is for the general fund total unencumbered balance, but isn't that SCMR? At the very bottom, the 32.
Oh, sorry, you're right. I meant 24. You're right. I'm skipping ahead to SCMR. Yeah, actually, it is 24,000. Thank you, Jennifer. And then into SCMR, you'll see we'll finish with 32,000 as a balance. Everything is, they're all positive at the time being. But I know you're anxious to see the last page. It's an overall deficit of $130,657. One nice thing about doing a permanent budget this year, I know our exact beginning balances of 2018. If we stayed within this budget at this deficit, we would finish the year with $798,000 in the bank. So there is another sheet in front of you. I put together several scenarios. They are all for your consideration.
Let's get out. Which sheet is that?
The single sheet looks like this.
Oh, okay.
So this one here.
Yes. Yeah. There had been some discussion. I know Brian. What?
Is it over there?
Yeah.
Oh. Get copies.
I have some extras.
It's a single sheet.
Carol.
Here, Carol, take all these
forms, too.
Go make copies. There's not enough there. So
that doesn't have one.
Yeah, it doesn't. No, I don't.
I could always look at hers. You're going to get, you need a carom? Because I can look at it. Glorious.
The council has one, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So based on some of the comments that have been made at the COW meetings, I went ahead just to prepare for your information to see if you were to proceed with any of those suggestions, what it would look like. In the first scenario, I have the service department, the mayor's court clerk, and the all administration going to a 32-hour work week.
4 days a week.
This would save $121,000 for the remainder of the year. I'm also showing $20,000 reduction, so no community day, a 10% reduction in the late contract, $2,000, canceling the contract for the remainder of the year with the impact group, which would be $24,000, removing a new police car, $41,000, and that would save $208,000. My second scenario, which of course you can mix and match all these great things. This has just mayor's court and administration going to a 4-day work week and allowing service to still operate 5 days a week. Same as the others, but then you will see below laying off one member of the service department, which would be a savings of a little over $47,000 for the remainder of the year, with a total savings of $187,000. The next one has all of the same, but that shows eliminating two service department employees for a total of $94,307, bringing a total savings of $234,000. So I just wanted you to see what the actual numbers are for your consideration. And if anyone has any questions for me, for the department heads, the mayor, I'm open it up.
Also, council, there's a memo I put out. It's about 18 pages. It shows all the things that we've talked about since 2011. Just at the very bottom, you'll see that we did bring it to everyone's attention that communities like Cuyahoga Heights, Macedonia, Cleveland have all went to 2.5%. So the 2.5% that we supported in 2013 for income tax, we will lose approximately another $100,000 this year.
Yeah.
We've talked about this since 13. And once again, these are another option. You can reduce the tax credits to all the employee, to all the working employees for the village of Walton Hills, and this would raise money. There's a scenario in here from 13. We could find the exact actual number. We could raise the inside millage, as we've all talked about, or we can reduce the employee base. This comes with a huge cost in our operations. We would probably have to eliminate some branch chipping. We would probably have to eliminate leaf pickup. I cannot recommend any cuts in the police department because we're at bare bones right now. Or you can take under consideration that we are working towards inside millage and we are so looking for generating revenue and other avenues. We do have 4 new businesses moving in, but we will not see that income probably till October, September. Takes time. This is why we went for the millage. We tried to convince our residents that this was coming. So I open the floor to any council member wants to ask any questions or discuss anything.
Katie, to get back to the inside millage, so basically what you're suggesting is if we go with the inside millage, whether we go with the 2.4 or the 2.7, the 2.4 would still keep us, it would keep us third lowest in the county out of 60 municipalities in the county. Way lower than most.
Yes. Yes.
At 3, it keeps us the fourth lowest, correct?
Yes.
Okay. But at the same time, you're saying we still would have to implement the trash.
This
right now,
yes,
but then we could drop the trash,
yes,
next year when the we could roll back the trash when the if the inside millage were to go through, I mean,
yes,
not go through, but we were to vote on it. Okay, so there is what we talked about at the last COW meeting. If we did the inside millage at that time, we talked then we wouldn't implement the trash fee, but that can't happen. what's changed. We have to...
It can happen, but you're going to have to cut $160,000 out of the general.
Out of the... Right. So with the existing budget we have, if we went with the existing budget we have in front of us...
Yes.
We would have to keep the trash in place.
Yes.
Okay. And then the option on the inside millage, which we have till July to do.
Yes.
Okay. And then we would be on the plus side, and we'd end up with that $730,000-something in the general, I mean, in our
overall
funds. Oh, yes. On the plus side. Okay.
Katie, what is the maximum inside millage that we could do?
3.88.
Yeah. And you're talking 2.4 and 2.7 here, you mentioned.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was discussed because that generated roughly $150,000 from residents, which would be the cost for trash. I did look at if we were to enact the full amount, if that would cover the sewer assessments as well, and it falls short.
About $15,000 short.
The 3.88.
$50,000
short. 3.8 falls short
that much. Yeah, so even if you enacted the full inside millage, we would not collect enough to cover trash and sewer assessments.
We would have to take it from utilities or businesses.
$15,000.
$50,000.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, I just go, because I know we have a lot more people here tonight, the difference is, which we talked about, if we enacted the trash, everybody would pay $14. Every resident pays $14 across the board every month. Okay? If we enacted we raised the inside millage on everybody's property tax, some people would pay $9 a month, and some people, depending on the assessed value of their house, could pay more. Mm-hmm. Just depends on the value of your house. The difference is, we just do the trash at $14. The residents pay and not the businesses, okay, because we're not increasing.
Right.
So we get no more revenue. Where this, if we do the millage, we also collect more money from the residents, the more money from the businesses, and more money from the utilities. So we're getting a lot more money. Instead of getting $140,000, we're getting, what, $370,000 or $403,000, mm-hmm. depending on how... because we're assessing now the businesses and the utilities. And some residents are going to pay less and some might pay more. Just depends on the assessed value of their house.
Yes.
But for the health of the village, it makes more sense to do the inside millage. And I've been one of the people that have been against thing. And my concern is just to keep us attractive to the businesses in the village. To retain them, plus entice them to come here, because that's what keeps us going is payroll tax, and that's where we're falling short now, because we've lost some of our largest companies. But we do have some good things going on, so we do see some of that. I just wanted to kind of clarify that's where we're at, but we probably should get back to the budget on that too. So.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Mary.
Just off the top of my head, I am. I would not want to see anybody, especially in the service department, let go, because I'm still a believer that we would have to pay overtime and almost make up the difference to have the two people who were going to be short, even if we save on health care. And then people get tired of working 12-hour days and 10-hour days, you know. So I'm not a big advocate of that. So I'm looking at other things, thinking about other options rather than getting rid of anyone. We're really cut. I mean, if you could take a look at from 16th to 17th, and I did the math that I had in front of me. I mean, our expenditures are going down, but unfortunately, our revenues are going down. So we're not making up the difference. And that's why, you know, we have to really think about how we're going to handle this. And the inside millage, in my mind, initially makes sense because it's not that much money. And as Don pointed out, we get money from the corporations and the utilities, and it still keeps us viable. We're not at the top. We're still one of the lowest in the county, And we have to think of the general health of this village and keeping us out of debt and moving forward and enticing people to move here and companies to move here. So that's just my initial off the top of my head thought.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Gloria.
I agree with Mary. I don't want to lay anybody off. We're at the bottom.
Yeah.
I'm in favor of the 3.88. And if it's $50,000, we have to find someplace else. I think I'm a believer that things are going to pick up here. We have things on the horizon, you know. So I really believe that I don't want to lay anybody off. We have excellent employees in all departments. They work hard, and I don't want to lay anybody off. I'm okay with doing away with Community Day, reducing the lake, you know, all the impact group, those kind of things. That's fine with me, but not anything with employees. I don't want to reduce any hours, and I don't want to reduce an employee. But I'm in favor of the 3.88.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Cullen.
In all three scenarios, you have the a new police car in there. I know we fund some of that from our...
It's all funded from the mayor's court. Mm-hmm. The mayor's court fees, every time there's a case of $115, that gets divided up. $5 of it goes to auxiliary. We raise about $6,000 with that, or about $5,000. Goes to computer fund, which pays for the electronics in the courts, and it goes for a police car, which I think it was $5, then we went straight up to $15,
right.
I believe it is.
Right.
And that's where we get the funding for it. We made that agreement or made that process so we could get a new police car every other year, so we're not buying four and five police cars like we did before. We do not have any revenue sources to fund our safety forces. And that's why we raised our court fee. And we had to get Garfield Heights'
right.
permission to do all that. So that's where that all come from.
But here's my question.
Yes, sir.
Okay, my question is, so removing that, Katie, does that doesn't free up that $41,000? Because isn't that money specifically earmarked in one of the line items, the money?
No, it comes out of capital. So,
it would free the $40,000?
Yes, it would.
Okay, so then my next question is, where are we at with cars? Is that something that could be eliminated? Wait till next year?
Yeah, we have that on 7418 that has almost 100,000 miles.
Okay.
If we do keep it, we'd have to put money into it. Cabin converters are going bad, and a couple other problems that have stated in the past. We're only up for the one this year. So.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
For the chief?
Yes, sir.
With the cars, we have the Ohio plan, and that's the insurance company, right?
That well, we talked about this enough, huh?
Yeah, and I've always, since Gary Rhines was the chief, so this goes back, we're not allowed to use, they won't basically insure us after $100,000 because of pursuits. Now, what I brought up years ago when Gary was here and Chief Thelman, and now I bring it up to you, that we're a village of 7 square miles. How much of a pursuit can we do? And is there a way of, I don't even know what the definition of pursuit is. Is it a certain mileage, a mile per hour that you're traveling chasing somebody? Is it a distance? Is it both? Can we work with the Ohio plan to institute some sort of policy that allows them to increase our mileage on our vehicles so they insure us for 150, 200,000 miles?
I'm sure we have to check with Love Insurance. See what
their requirements
are. Okay. We have installed policies that we do not chase people for minor infractions.
Sure.
And it was put, yeah, the chief put that in place. That's when the two Oakwood cars were wrecked?
Yes.
And they were doing 81 miles an hour down Northfield Road?
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't our fault, but it was just, we put it into policy.
Because if we can, it would save us a tremendous amount of money if we could extend that buying a car by one more year, you know, anything we can do.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Katie, not to switch here. Is this is their inside millage without any levies, correct?
No, that's their total municipal millage.
So that does include?
It would include any levies.
So this would change if things dropped off? If they had a 5-year levy, 2-year levy?
Yeah, if they chose not to renew it and go up for a renewal, yes.
Right.
It could change.
Okay.
When you take into consideration for the inside millage, and I told this to Mr. Spitznagel and Mr. Cullengraff, take into consideration of our location compared to someone with high millage and their location to the highway and access, because that's what makes us competitive economic development-wise. Mm-hmm. We can compete with Oakwood because we're lower than Oakwood. We can blow Glen Willow out of the water because there's no access to Glen Willow. You have to go through Solon. It would be hard to compete with Solon, so you don't want to get higher than Solon because they have more land and easy access from 422. So you have to use those scenarios when you think about this as economic development. That's part of the leverage that I always look at when I'm advertising businesses and economic development is our location, railroad, and the highway access. So we are very feasible because of Forbes and Alexander Road coming down by the interstate. But that can all change. That's why we want to make sure that we use that scenario when we think about our millage. And either way, with the inside millage, we're still very, very competitive. So I just want everybody to have that scenario, because everyone always says, oh, you're going to screw up our economic development. You're going to do this. No, we have every incentive package that every community has. We actually have more because we don't have very many children in the school system, so we can offer 90% tax abatements. Most communities can't do that. Glen Willow can only offer 45%. I know that because of the Manaway Manufacturing. Solon School captures half of the payroll if they go up 45%. Mm-hmm. So you just have to understand these are all part of economic development scenarios that works into our budget.
Katie, let's say, Mr. Mayor, let's say we remove the items. We can always reappropriate money.
Absolutely.
As the year goes on, correct?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Ron.
For Katie, these three scenarios have 32-hour work weeks. Is that still considered full-time?
Full-time, yes. So the employees would still have health insurance coverage, but it would be going to either a four-day work week or 5 days at, you know, limited hours.
Well, just take in mind that all of our employees pay 15% now.
Yes.
And in 2010, when we started making everybody pay 10%, so we never had any kind of contribution from the past administration from any of our employees, and we've generally grown up, continue to increase that, and it's all because the police have worked with us and the employees have worked with us.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Wasn't the health insurance this year increased 12%?
Yes.
Also?
Yes. We have no control over that.
Right. Our costs.
What happened is, with the past history, if council remembers, we had a couple different plans that were very expensive, and we brought in some individuals, I can't remember the name.
Chapman and Chapman.
Yeah. And they were able to go out and go for bids, and we reduced our health insurance tremendously. And then we tied into the county, which is a program where about 10 different communities tie in. It's another one of those consortium things. And that's another one of those things, if you're reading the memo, we've tapped into almost every contractual thing that were available to reduce our cost. We gave up our water lines to the county, which made us eligible for more grants and give us more money there. We've got the fire contract. We have the dispatching contract. We have the building department contract. I mean, I could go on for a good hour here, but I'm just preaching to the choir. The council knows all this. And that's why you have this packet here there's evidence here that no one wants to read, but it's been here since 2011, and it's with the cooperation of the council and cooperation of the employees. Look at the numbers. We've really reduced. And we knew the storm was coming. That's the reality. Everybody knew the storm was coming. Now we're in the middle of the storm. We have to make tough decisions.
Mayor,
yes, sir.
These three scenarios, one thing that's bothersome to me is Community Day is being completely taken away, and that benefits all villagers, okay? And I've championed Walton Hills Lake for years, and I would continue to. I don't see how we can just reduce them to 10% to $2,000, taking away Community Day from all the citizens versus a few citizens. And you know, I just don't think that's proper and right. And I've championed the lake for years and years, and I will continue to. And I'll be criticized for, you know, broaching this idea. But I would eliminate the lake, too. I'm sorry. And let them, I mean, if we're being pinched, let them be pinched, okay, if that's the case. I mean, I don't want them to be pinched. But let them be pinched just like our village is being pinched. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, Katie, I guess just to kind of move us along and stuff, so we went through the expenditures. Did any of us have anything, any expenditures we want to look at or cut, you know, as we made notes like we normally do and just kind of, and then we can go back to this sheet and maybe kind of get a consensus of where we're at and stuff. So let's, if we want to go through, we certainly don't have to look at the revenues because we'd like to add some, but we just don't have control over that. So it's, revenues are what they are, and so it's expenditures where we've all just focused and took notes here. And
in terms of revenues, though, are we in consensus on what's being proposed? I mean,
you mean as far as what, the inside millage, Mr. Little?
Especially the inside millage.
Well, I think that's going to, I think what, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I think what we need to, and get consensus from council here, what we need to do is this side on the budget. What we want to do here with, because we don't have many options. I mean, we've gone through this budget number of times. I know Katie's probably getting frustrated, but we've gone through it. We've gone through it with different presentations from, with the mayor, where he's gone to the department's heads and asked for reductions. So I think we need to get through that, and then I think maybe then we could further, because we know the inside millage we don't have to do by the end of the week, next week, but we do have to do the
right
the budget.
Right.
That's why I didn't want to get, I know I talked about it, but I just was kind of putting it out there to kind of help us. Because it does help make this decision, too.
We have to vote on that.
What I would suggest if council would go to capital improvements.
Expenditures?
Yes, expenditures. Capital improvements. I would remove the $100,000 from the Alexander Northfield Road. I would remove the $75,000 for the building down there by the community building.
Mr. Mayor, that's why I thought we'd go from page to page real quick before you get, because I had some notes real quick, and then we can get to that, because that was one of them.
I think we can revisit this if we have revenue come in.
Gotcha. So why don't we do what you're going to do, but we'll start with each page.
Sure.
Because otherwise you're going to go, that's...
Okay, you want to start back at the beginning?
Yeah, start. Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Stan, a question for you. I know, and it's not much, but there's $30,000 there in dues and fees that you probably pay organizations or whatever. If you look, I'll give you the number. We're on expenditures, the first page. It's 39,000. 391,000. Three quarters of the way down.
Dues and fees.
We touched base on it a little bit earlier. Is that fees for the department as a whole, or are those individual fees for each officer?
That's for seal.
That whole amount?
Yeah, it's approximately $25,000 per year.
Okay. What I was thinking, I wasn't sure if that was a number of organizations. I'll give you an example. We were involved in a lot of organizations as council and the mayor, and gosh, we probably reduced about three-quarter of them and just stuck with the ones that were really more effective for the village and not ones that were just kind of helping out an organization.
So I didn't know if that was, and how do you feel about that? Is that a necessary?
It is necessary. It's made up of the center community.
It's a mutual aid thing.
Right. Okay. Then,
if we had a situation here, right, and we weren't part of them, that $30,000 will be spent in that one day plus.
Yep. Yeah, and you'd have to probably go to the county or something.
Right.
Okay. My question was, because I didn't know if it was just for that or if it was a number of organizations, you know, that you know, different fees at different. Okay, well, you answered that question.
When we have someone walk away, they bring in the team, you know, with
right,
dogs, we don't get a bill for that as
right,
part of this organization.
I didn't know if that whole $30,000 was for one organization or remember how we used to pay for, we had like right, how many organizations when we got involved in council?
Mm-hmm.
We had
yeah,
maybe 15 and they were $3,000, $4,000.
Yeah.
And half of them were like national organizations that we didn't even need to
right,
be a part of.
Right, National League of Cities, you guys used to belong to, you eliminated those.
Yeah, didn't benefit.
Like
we,
right,
we found it didn't benefit us.
Right, well, we're a small community and we didn't go to those functions and it was always going out of state. And
good organizations, don't get me wrong, but they just didn't benefit us.
Right, we had one or two council members that would travel to Columbus and stay a week, yeah.
Okay, and anybody jump in. I mean, I'm sure everybody has other stuff if they have.
Yeah,
otherwise, we'll just go through
a
page.
Just say the numbers, though.
Yeah.
Flip to the next page. Everybody okay with that?
Right. Page? Well, the next page has the contractual with the lake on there.
Okay.
Right. You want me to give you the number? It's 399-000-40s. Okay. I think, you know, I'm a strong supporter of the lake, but and I think talking to the lake, I think the lake has no problem, and maybe I'm wrong, but I do know, just talking to them, I know the mayor talked to them, a $2,000 reduction, I think they feel that that's something to help out the village too. I don't think there's a big thing. I think there's been discussion about that. So I think that's, you know, it's small numbers, but if cutting two, I would be in favor. I'm kind of, it blends in with your sheet here, Katie, to go with 10% of the lake. I would not have, as my one vote, I would not have a problem with that.
I agree.
What do you mean 10%?
Well, that's what Katie's got right here. She put
20,000.
She put 10.
So take away 2,000.
Yeah, make it 18.
Not
oh, you thought
2,000.
No,
yeah,
make it 18,000.
Okay,
20. No, I think I
eliminate the lake, right? I mean,
No.
I that's
give
my
18,
fault, Danny.
Well, you've got to have community day then. I mean, come on,
Danny. No. Stop. Take 2,000 away from the lake instead of giving them 20,000. We would not. First of all, I shouldn't use that word because I know better than that. Instead of the contract being 20,000, we would enter into a contract for 18,000. So we would have to go with them to see if they would agree to that and give us the same services, but reduce ask them to reduce their contract with us by $2,000.
Can I make a statement?
Yes.
Mr. Colin Graff, just so you know this, and I'm saying it for the audience's information, in 2010, we were paying the lake $32,000. In 2009 and 8, it was $32,000. 2007, it was $32,000. We came on in 2010 and changed that to 20,000. There's never been an increase to the lake since then. So I want everybody to understand they have taken a major cut since 2010, and they've worked with us. And that basically, I think, this covers a lot of the lifeguards and covers the liability insurance and the chlorine. And that's basically what it covers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the critical thing that we want is make sure it's chlorinated, lifeguards on duty, and those things. So I want everybody to know the facts on that.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
You did talk to the Lake Club president, correct?
Yes, we did.
And did you breach that there could be a reduction in the contract?
Yes.
And what was would we get the same service if there was a reduction?
Well, they threw a lot of things at me, but everything was okay. No, they said they would work with the village council, whatever they would recommend.
Okay.
So,
Mr. Mayor.
She still has to go to trustees, yes, ma'am.
Okay,
right.
I understand. We did have that information sheet that you gave us at the prior, not this yesterday's COW meeting, or council meeting rather, but the week prior.
Yeah,
right?
When we handed out that budget, draft budget. Yeah,
yeah, with the numbers saying if it was 10% or 15% or 20%.
Yeah, I recommended it, yeah.
Yes. So 10% I think is reasonable for organization to understand, you know, and it doesn't mean at any time we can't increase it back to
them. Yeah, when things get better, yeah.
Even if that happens to be later this year, you know, that we were able to.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Because the organization isn't just the trustees, it's me. I'm a member there. Who else is a member there?
Oh, yeah.
So you can voice your, I mean, the great thing about the lake, it's a co-op, it's all owned by us, so the trustees represent us, and just talking with the trustees and stuff, I think they feel they understand, because they're residents like us. Well, I think that's it. Is that it for that page?
Yeah.
For the
Community Day.
It's not in the budget. You have to re-add the budget.
So I wanted maybe, Carol, do you feel that you could do a Community Day for half of your normal price? I mean, if we didn't have fireworks or we did the scaled back version?
Well, my thought, just sitting here and thinking a little bit, I mean, fireworks are about $6,000. But in just sitting here thinking about, gee, you know, I kind of hate to give away the day that a lot of people come together. And I kind of almost thought about if we scaled back and just had maybe one band, a concert, have some food up there, and just kind of had a day where we all came together if they wanted to. I mean, I could do it for the cost of a band and maybe some food. I don't know if we're going to say, hey, let's let the club sell food. I don't know. But, I mean, we could take it all the way back and not have any rides, any, you know, any of the other stuff, and just say, see how it goes. Maybe this year is the year we do that, and next year we can go back. Or who knows? Maybe that's how Community Day will be from now on, you know? But, I mean, I could do whatever. You know, everybody, I'll do it. And
make Carol,
a nice day.
Carol, how do you feel as a department head if Community Day was eliminated? Do you feel that the residents would be okay with that if the rest of the rec services stay intact?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm different than service. I mean, I'm not drives.
No, I'm just talking about recreation services that we offer now.
As far as I go, I think we can still make it a nice day, save the village some money. I mean, we all have to kind of, you know, pull up your bootstraps or however that saying goes and do what we can do. And if this is my can do, I'll do it. I mean, that's $20,000. Actually, we've been kind of going back. It used to be 30, now it's 25.
Right.
You know, now it's 20. Well, maybe this is the year that I really go back. If you don't have any fireworks, maybe we just have a concert, food, come together.
Like a big picnic.
Yeah, kind of thing. Exactly. At the park. Our park is beautiful. I love the park. Anything that happens there, I'm for. So that's kind of my where I can go.
Mayor, if I may.
Yes, sir.
I look forward to Community Day because that's where you get to see people
absolutely.
You haven't seen all year, practically.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a great day, and I would miss it. I know that, and I don't want to see it.
Well, we can still have it, but just
right. I understand. I agree.
Down.
I agree.
Do it differently.
Yeah. And who knows? Maybe next year we just have all kinds of money and we go back.
Exactly.
Have a big day.
Exactly.
You know?
Council members, I would recommend putting some kind of money in this so she could reserve her bands and reserve her tents, and those things have to be reserved around April, May for August,
yeah.
Correct?
I actually already done my tents, but, you know, I mean, things happen.
Right.
You know, I was working on my band and that kind of stuff. I mean, really, I start planning Community Day in February.
Right,
so
that's what I thought.
But, I mean, I have enough time to play. I don't think I'll get penalized or anything like that, so we should be okay.
Carol, how much does a band generally cost?
Well,
give or take.
It depends. You know, my morning band, you know, is probably about $500 and some. I usually get a really good deal on them, and they work.
Right.
Usually the later band, you know, is pretty jamming kind of thing. probably about $1,000, $1,500 in there, believe it or not. So that's what I'm saying, if we just have one band and not an all-day thing, just come together.
Well, and if we cut the hours on Community Day, too, because in the morning, traditionally, with the setup, it really doesn't start moving until...
Community Day starts at noon.
Right, but we don't have a lot of residents up there in the very beginning, you know, stuff. So if we shorten the hours on it, that would decrease...
Yeah, start in the afternoon and...
Yeah, but that would decrease our...
I thought 10.
Employees, right, the number of hours the employees would be there, especially if it's a lot smaller. So that impact of cutting Community Day back would hit more lines because that would hit some of our seasonal hours and stuff, too, that they wouldn't be there the day before, all morning, all night, but not to the same extent.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
It would cut back on that end of it also.
Carol, have you booked for the fireworks yet?
I'm in the works with that, but I mean nothing. I didn't sign anything.
That's good.
You know, it'll be okay. What happens? Actually, it's in my notes.
Well, so, $6,000 for fireworks.
$6,000 for fireworks.
I didn't want it last year. No. I thought we were coming in a crunch last year, and I didn't want the fireworks. I think $10,000 would be the highest I would go for that day.
What about the vendors?
The vendors, the vendors that I get that come there, they pay me. They, I don't pay them.
We make money on that.
They do a kindness to some of the staff and even to the service guys. They'll give them food, and then they pay me, you know, a couple hundred dollars for the, you know, trucks and stuff. But. I mean, it's not like we make a bunch of money on them, but I don't pay them, so that's a perk.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Okay, why don't we continue, and then maybe we can come back, because
right.
I think there's a little... I know myself, I think the fireworks gets the most draw. The busiest the Community Day is in the evening when the fireworks come. So if you talk about supplying the biggest bang for the most people, the most residents, they're going to tell you it's fireworks. I would say most residents don't come up there. A lot of residents don't come up there till fireworks.
Evening, yeah.
That's when you get the
or
biggest...
Like 5 o'clock, so...
The biggest draw.
I say, though, I'm quoting my price from last year, but the gentleman that I've been working with since the start of that I've worked here, he retired. So now there's a new person in place, and sometimes when that happens, they say, oh, I can't give it to you, or I won't give you a good as much as you've gotten in the past for $6,000. So I'm a little bit worried about that also in the whole scenario of fireworks.
I'm not just reducing it. I'm good with the $20,000 in there and just putting $20,000 there and just reducing it by $4,000 different than last year. I think for $20,000 you could probably pretty much give us almost the same thing, just reduce maybe a band and a few events or something. It gives you money. But I think we should get maybe back to that. What do you think? Kind of come back to that? Because maybe we'll go through it, because I know you're going to talk about the house, Kevin, you know, some different...
I was going to talk about capital improvements. We wanted to put a roof on that garage.
That's something we could probably...
Can remove it now, and if we do get more revenue, we can always put it back in. That's what I was talking about.
Right.
Because we have a hard time getting her vans in those doors, and I thought we'd put up new doors and put a new roof on it because the suspension's not the greatest in the world. If we have to limp through, we'll limp through, but I think we'll have a better year with collections.
Before we get off of rec, you know, last week when I went through this and raised some eyebrows, I guess, on just some things that I had. I had some things in rec, and the way I'm looking at it is at this point, and the inside millage thing is intriguing to me, and I'm thinking about that and thinking about it. But I also have to look at the residents in the eyes and say, I did everything I possibly could before I raised your taxes. Okay, so we are at, that's how I feel about it. Because last year we did have that levy on there and it failed. people did not want their taxes raised.
Not all people. It failed, but it was close. So there is a majority of people, not a majority, but people
I understand
that,
that.
So,
but
okay.
Be that as it may, I want to be able to look at the residents that I represent and say, look, we made Village Hall as efficient, and we cut out everything that we could before we ran out of money and we had to raise your inside millage. We are running out of money. All right, $700,000 in the bank. Last year, if you look at the budgeted and what was budgeted and what was the actual amount, they are far off. And every year we seem, if you look at that scenario, something always happens, just like at your house. Your washer or dryer breaks. You didn't plan on that. You know, your car needs a new muffler. You didn't plan on that. It always happens to the village, too. So we're down to where we have to start planning extra, in my opinion, for that. And this is where I'm looking at the nice-to-have things as opposed to the need-to-have things. And I understand Don made a statement, you know, last week or a couple weeks ago that you want to be a viable community, too. And I think about that, but you also don't want to be a bankrupt community either. And we have no control over our revenues. We have to work with what we have. And that's why I looked at the budget and I came up with, you know, just these things that, and for rec, the bus trips, it's not much at all, but is there a way you can make that a zero, you know, sum for the village?
Trips, if I can explain.
Yeah.
The bus trips, okay. So we charge $2 a person.
Yeah.
$2 goes towards gas. Whatever.
Right.
They pay for, if we go to a restaurant or we go to a play or we go to a museum or wherever we go, they pay.
Right.
Nothing is coming out of me, out of rec, except for the driver's salary.
Well, yeah, exactly. And like last year, you had $3,000 with $1,500 revenue.
Really, took that $3,000 away from me from trips.
No, I'm not saying take it away from you. No, I'm not saying take it away from you. I'm saying charge enough to cover that, the entire amount. You say you're charging people $2 for the bus.
Yeah.
We'll charge them. Yeah, we'll charge them enough to cover the trip. So the village isn't paying for the trips. See what I mean?
Mr. Mayor,
I'm not saying get rid of the trips.
You're looking at 2018, actually.
I'm sorry, what?
I think you're looking at the 2018 because they brought in $1,140 in 17, and she spent $1,688. So that's a difference of about $500 that actually cost the village to go on the trips.
So they were pretty close.
You were looking at the 18
it's
budget.
$500.
So if you raised it a couple dollars, maybe it would make a big difference.
Okay. The drivers for, you know, driving people around, that costs us about $15,000. We're budgeted, is that correct?
Yes.
We do make about $3,500 on that. So we're spending $11,500 a year on that. I know that's a nice-to-have thing. My wife took advantage of that when she couldn't walk. But is it a need-to-have thing? Can you raise the fees on
well,
that?
Or? I actually, when we had that one meeting in November,
yeah,
I raised them. As soon as that meeting was over, I went back and I raised them. And no one, certainly nobody complained because this is their lifeline. I mean, the people that go on trips are different than the people who use transportation. The people that go on trips aren't the people in transportation.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's different.
So those are people who are in their homes that don't have anybody to take them to doctors, to rehab, to the grocery, to whatever, to keep them in their home. And not only do I have about 50, 55 people that I transport daily,
mm-hmm.
that get transported daily, I also have a young man who is special needs. that we transport, and I have two people who are blind who we transport, and one is a 20-year-old girl, woman, young woman, we'll say. And then I have a wheelchair young man that we transport. So it's not just like seniors. It's other people who are keeping a sense of, like that young girl, she loves to go shopping or loves to be like everyone else. And our drivers give her that, you know. And our wheelchair guy, we give him a sense of that he can go and learn how to use his new wheelchair and his equipment, and he doesn't have to have his mom with him. He goes with the driver. They feel safe. We feel safe. They go in. He feels like a young man going to a job. I mean, give him that sense of security and all that, that I know you understand what I'm talking about. And then there's the other people that we transport that are like, oh, I got a new hip. I can't drive. Oh, my gosh, I have to go to rehab. Or I got a new knee, or I got a new something. And, you know, we're helping them out. And those are usually like the short term,
right?
You know, until they get better. But they all appreciate, because they know there's a good driver that's coming for them. They feel comfortable. They feel safe. I really would hate to lose that. It keeps people in their homes that are...
That's okay.
Give some freedom.
We didn't bring you here to cry.
No, that's good.
No, it gives them they're feeling like they're still going and they're staying in their house and they're still able to live a good life in their home.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Carol, what is the transportation fee?
Okay.
I didn't hear the question.
What is the transportation fee?
So it kind of goes by, I'm sorry, I don't know.
By distance. It goes by distance.
I probably could, but I got a little.
And Mr. Mayor? Yes, sir.
What Carol's looking for, oh, did you find it?
I found it.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So I don't have a copy because I guess I thought I gave you a copy.
You did give it to us.
You did, yeah. We
had. I did. And short distances, like Maple Heights, Northfield Village, blah, 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 is $4. And then we go up to $7 in a less than 10 mile surroundings. Over 10 miles and into 13 miles is $20. And then another step is $25. And then 20 miles over is $35.
Is that round trip?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I would rather see Carol transport people than shoot fireworks up in the air for $6,000. So.
Yeah, I mean, agreed. Really, we're keeping them in their homes and making them feel.
Mr. Mayor,
yes.
Well, Carol, my father was a recipient of that when he was wheelchair bound, and the aide would be at the house, but she couldn't get him to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, this is not something this community should give up, because it enabled him to live the rest of his life at home.
Mm-hmm. And we have 38% seniors, so
yeah.
Well, without, you know, debating it, I would just ask the council, you know, do we want to go this direction with the transportation and raise the fees and see if we can accommodate a little bit of that? But I don't think we should eliminate it, and I don't think we're going to be able to raise the fees enough to cover $15,000.
No.
So to find a cooperation level, I would say raise every fee by 20%. And that would be a simple fee raise, and it would be a major impact, but it would still give us a justification of telling the taxpayers that we did raise the fees another 20%, just like we raised the Parker program by 30%.
Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Mayor, I'm not in.
Did you say 15%?
I said 20%.
20%.
Yeah. That's just a round number. I don't know, you know.
Okay.
So.
I'm not in. To me, that. Those are small items, and we talk. I know they're small items add up. I mean, we just took $2,000 away from the lake. But to me, I just want to share a statement, say something to everybody, because and I'm part of it, okay, because it took me a while. I had a conversation with somebody who's involved in politics in Lakewood, and we've been talking about everything going on here, and Lakewood is doesn't have a lot of industry. They rely on their residents over the years, okay, and I'll get, and this is where it ties on to what your earlier point, to pay for it. I talked about, he goes, no, I don't pay for trash, Don. He says, why would we? And then we start talking about services. Well, why? Because his millage in Lakewood is 17, okay? Ours is 0.3. His tax is five times more than our tax in the village. Well, what's happening is, our, and Brian, to get back to you, we can look the residents in the eye. What's different is our community has been different than a lot of communities in Cuyahoga County. We have had the luxury of having businesses support us. But what has happened over the years, we're getting in line with a lot of communities that didn't have businesses support them, so the residents had to support it. Very hard for us as a community, including myself, to accept, because we've been used to, but when you look at some of these, and like Katie said, some of these have millages, they're unbelievable. I mean, and even some very nice communities, they're so much higher than ours because they don't have a lot of industry. But what has happened, what hurt us, we did nothing for 50 years.
Thank you.
So
right.
If we would have did something gradually,
right.
Okay, but we were, you know, but the residents, including myself, benefited from that. Because for all those years, we didn't pay. We didn't pay for sewers. We didn't pay for taxes. So it was more money in our pocket. Okay, there's just no doubt about it. And his big thing was to me, well, Don, your municipal tax. So, Brian, I agree. I think we're almost at the point where, and I felt that way when we asked for the levy. I stood out there the whole time, and I was able to tell people, I don't see anywhere else to cut, and that's why we're asking for you to help support us. We can cut, but it doesn't make us a viable community. You still have to, you just talked about a service that makes Walton Hills special, okay? Community Day, we have, our Parker program is a very minimum program. It's a beautiful program, but a lot of people, Carol has people all the time, and I hear it all the time, Don, I got little kids, the problem with your Parker program, they don't have an aftercare. I cannot take my child there while I go to work. Two-income families, and some people have made a decision where you go into a Valley View, similar communities, they have that. That is a big thing because they have to pay somebody a larger fee for daycare or in-house right. to watch their kid or a family member.
Although I have to hit on that, last year we did like an after program. And then they just paid the counselor who sat with that child and entertained them, and it worked out wonderfully.
But they had to make that, they had to make that with that counselor. If there wasn't a counselor, there was nothing to guarantee that. And if they didn't like that counselor.
But I think we did all right. I don't think we had too many people.
Carol, would you not say this has been a topic, though?
Okay.
Residents asking you about.
They always want us to. They want us to be there on Fridays. They want us to be there on Saturdays.
Right.
Sunday too, you know.
I mean, it's like. I just think we're. I mean, you can take those things away. You can take Community Day away. You know, 20,000 there. You could take, unless we do. It comes back to this sheet. Unless you do employees, what are you going to do?
Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead.
Down. The thing
not
is,
not enough to.
If we did the inside millage,
right?
And you and I have talked about.
Oh,
this.
You know where I'm at.
If we did the inside millage, we are still not out of the woods. We still have to look at this stuff, unfortunately, because we have infrastructure needs that need to be paid for, and the inside millage
is
won't
your way.
Pay for it.
It's a year away.
And it's a year away, and the inside millage alone won't pay for it. So.
But would $121,000 pay for it if we did everything on this sheet? The extra $121,000 plus inside millage? No.
No, but it's closer.
$120,000
closer. We're still treading water.
But.
At just the inside millage. We're not gaining anything. We're just barely and not even treading water.
I'm going to go straight to the thing. We'll get into 32-hour work week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
32-hour work week, tell you what happens. You lose good employees, okay?
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it, okay? I've been in a large organization where we reduced a half hour a day, went to 7.5 hours. Believe it or not, we had employees look for employment, 7.5 hours. When I talk about being viable, I just don't mean you drive in and, hey, everybody waves to each other. I mean the whole health of the community. Okay, and I know you know this,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I don't mean to be, I'm not preaching.
No.
But, you know, you go to a 32-hour work week, and then you look. Okay, so you lose some good people, then what do? You got to bring in someone else. If the work's there, see, here's the bottom line. You have to decide, you do the work or you don't do the work. If there's 8 hours work, however you do it, you can't. So if we do these things, then we're going to have to tell our residents, guess what? You wake up in the morning at 5 o'clock, and maybe your road isn't plowed, or your street isn't plowed. That's because we made some cuts. Okay, we're doing the main drags first, which we think, but, and is that the, I don't know. I just see some good things on the horizon. I think we do the inside millage. We could always reappropriate. I don't know.
Well, since we're talking,
but I'm one
Mayor,
person. I'm one
yeah.
person, Brian.
Mayor,
yes, sir.
Since we're talking about service, let's go to service, if I may, just yeah. to.
You want to go to this part of service?
Well, I just want to ask Rob a general question. Okay. Rob knows the service department a lot better than any of us sitting here.
Correct.
If we told you, Rob, we got to cut two people. You have four people under you on the service department now. Can you make that work?
And I understand
things would be slower and things like that. Maybe you wouldn't do things as efficiently.
Do we want to maintain the service that's offered to the residents currently?
That's
now. If you want to maintain the service that's offered to the residents currently, then my answer is no.
Okay.
Can a service department run with less people? My answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I would not recommend it. And why
would you not recommend it?
Because we're stretched in as budget-wise and people-wise.
I understand.
I mean currently, Brian, I'm in the plow truck. I started this morning at 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time your service director was in a plow truck at 1 a.m.?
Right. Well,
so I'm saying, just hear me out.
Okay.
The bigger thing, and it kind of goes off of this meeting, but the bigger thing that you folks need to be cognizant of is what I have inherited, just like we said, the village went 50 years living off of the forest.
Mm-hmm.
And we never put anything in place that, hey, you know what, we'll pass a little bit of the village, and we went 50 years living off the forest. Now, I said this to the council last year, and I'm going to say it again today, and I'll say it again every time I have all six of you in front of me. I am operating a service department. I had a truck on the road today that is 25 years old. Who does that? Who has a 25-year-old truck with a mold board on the front that is rotted out and I have to replace? Who does that work? My average pickup truck has 140,000 miles on it. None of that is in this budget. And I said this last year. We have a lever. It's going to be $50,000 to replace it.
Right.
Where's the money to replace it? Building maintenance and repair. I got only $50,000 to maintain these buildings. This roof over here, my fingers are crossed that it doesn't leak. If you'd like to go on the roof with me, it's a mess.
I know it is.
So the whole infrastructure, you say infrastructure, the buildings, everything's falling apart. I have no money. My fingers are crossed. A better question would be, Rob, can you make this budget work? Because my fingers are crossed that I'm able to repair the vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
I met with Katie, the mayor, and I said, I spent the money to repair the vehicles already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not sending stuff out. It's having George repair everything.
Mm-hmm.
George is out for 6 weeks. I got my own. Us, we're repairing stuff.
Right.
So when you want to do more with less, I would say that this department is stretched to its maximum right now.
Okay.
So, if we were to lose two employees, will life go on? Yes, life will go on.
Maybe
it takes us 9 days to pick up branches instead of 5.
It's the same scenario, Council, as we have no more economic development. We have no more all the things that I do. We don't have those things. We do it as we have to. I'm sure Rob's like that. He'll pick up the pace. Who else was out there this morning at 5 o'clock, Rob?
Marathon is if you get in the truck.
Yeah, they only had three trucks operating, so I couldn't get a truck.
My other big truck is down. It's out of Jones Equipment. I said, Mayor, I would need you to big truck. It's a heavy snow. I don't have another big truck. I got a truck from 1990. I mean, to me, that's like unconscionable.
Well, you know why you have.
I'm on the road at 26,000 pounds. Flush
go ahead, Brad, because I know where I'm going right where you're
do
at.
Do you know why you have a truck that's 25 years old?
Why?
Because we don't have any money to pay to buy you a new truck.
Right.
That's
had,
why.
We haven't had money for. My newest truck is 10 years old.
Wow. Yeah. But we don't have. I would buy you all new equipment tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not like we don't want to do it.
The problem is that's nice, but. We have to, we're dealing with reality here, and we're dealing with running out of money. And that's why I asked you point blank, can you make it work? Now, I don't believe that...
Reduction of services.
Well, absolutely, yeah. I don't expect the services to remain the same. They can't possibly remain the same.
How I parlayed that into the equipment, Brian, mm-hmm. is this equipment will fail.
I'm confident that it will.
I'm not here asking for any equipment that, you know, the mayor was very blunt with me earlier today, and I reminded him, I am not asking for anything. However, just like my fingers are crossed about this roof over our head, my fingers are crossed on those sleepers. George is telling me, I mean, we have to put money into those, and his response is, well, we should make it through the season. We don't know.
Right.
So I'm not even asking you guys for equipment. I'm saying be cognizant of it now.
Yeah.
Because maybe when something breaks, maybe when we start getting revenue, we have to put some money aside. I mean, I got the roads going.
Right. Well, Don Sheehy wants $500,000 a year for the roads. That's what he wants us to put in the roads.
Right.
I mean,
and
that's, you know. And
just to your point also, when you said, hey, things just happened, it's like a washer going mm-hmm. out at home, it's an emergency. The emergency that'll come up is we won't be able to replace the 25-year-old truck. We'll have to buy a new one. Mm-hmm. It's $150,000.
Right.
A new Leafer is $50,000, and I'm telling you today that I don't know if it'll make it through this fall. Mm-hmm. My shipper's 12 years old. George has it broken down right now. We're trying to make this stuff last.
And
I'm not asking for more, but I'm saying that reduce the people, the equipment's going to reduce itself. I can't get parts for most of my trucks, by the way. Ford doesn't make parts for most of the trucks I have. So you can reduce the people, you can reduce the equipment. The services are going to fail at this rate with how this is set forth, just so everyone knows.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Our problem is if we, like I said before, if we raise the inside millage, we still won't have enough money to buy you your equipment.
I'm aware. That's where it's a real problem. I'm just sharing my frustration.
What?
With
yeah.
What I
understand you're frustrated. You're asked to do a lot with nothing.
What I would ask council is to let's remove some stuff out of capital until July till we see where our revenue is with businesses coming in and everything else, and then you can allocate more money. That will give us a balanced budget passed. That's what I'm trying to do. Everyone in this room knows we have finance problems. Everyone in this room knows that we've never raised our millage. Everyone in this room knows. Everyone in this room knows that I make $100,000 a year. But I think that we need to satisfy this tonight and make a meeting and pass a budget.
Well, we need to get something concrete.
Well, let's take the 500,000.
Yeah, the millage will help.
We can't take
we gotta get, this is
a
different
for
this
because
we'll
we have to guarantee it because of the loan, the CDGB.
Mr. Mayor,
yes.
Let's get us all in so we're all talking as a group. That's all. We're starting to just
I know, Mr. Calgraf.
Well,
thank you for calling.
No, I just want to keep us focused here.
So what I would ask is if we move 100,000 out of the 500, that's 100,000. Okay. If we remove 75,000 from that building down there by the community building, that's 175,000. Okay. We can keep the police car out, and if we do get revenue, we'll put the police car back in August so you can order it. If not, then we don't. That's the way I look at it.
Okay.
I mean, so right there...
So that's 210.
That's 210. What was our shortfall? 150 because of trash?
I say we keep the police car.
143. But that has the trash assessed.
That has the trash assessed. So you need to decide if you want to remove the remainder 150 out of there for whatever else is in there?
130 it is.
130?
Yeah.
Just for my clarification, how much would you like me to show in Community Day? Did we make a decision? Do you want 10,000, 15,000?
You know, I know this is probably not going to make me feel like a good, but it's almost like we have this yippee day of fun that we put $20,000 in, and it's almost like, let's not have Community Day. Let's just either do something really lightweight, and here's 20,000. You know, I just feel like I'd rather have the safety of the streets. I'd rather have the police. I'd rather have the things that are going to keep everybody safe than have our whoopee day, you know? I mean, maybe it could come back.
But we're not changing those, Carol. What the mayor put down did not do anything was the police car, but I know that is something that's not going to change the police presence out there. Is that correct, Stan?
I don't want to get rid of my transportation. I don't want to get rid of my trips because I feel
we're not changing. I don't think
keeps those people active and they're happy and they're
right. Viable.
Carol,
right? And even my younger seniors that come on trips, it keeps them going. But Community Day.
Quality of life. Quality
so I said it's one day.
One day and
$20,000.
Maybe in next year or the year after we give back. But that's $20,000. $24,000, right? I kind of feel like if that's, I would give that up. And seriously. I mean, it's a fun day.
Gotcha.
Have a great time, but, you know.
Mr. Mayor, go through those amounts again. We were talking.
Yes.
So we're and Katie. So if we did we any other pages that anybody had notes on that they wanted to talk about in the expenditure side?
Not me.
Okay.
After looking at this budget and talking about all the different issues we're all discussing, I'm suggesting we remove $100,000 out of the $500,000 for the Alexander and Northfield Road
capital.
Intersection out of capital.
Capital. What's the number?
That's still one of the last.
800555. It's close to the last page.
Now, Mr. Mayor, and I think that is worth a little discussion on that. That is the fluted poles, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, is Northfield Road, are they going to change that to fluted, or would it just be the corner that's going to be fluted?
No, that's all the poles. There's four poles with four traffic lights. They're all going to be fluted, and he said
just
it would be $100,000.
So it's just the corner. But what I'm saying is, as we see this big vision, you know, which we do, we're talking about some development on that road, is there going to be more fluted poles where now we don't do that and we're being asked to revisit that and do that? That's where I'm
yes,
at.
I would ask
because
you to
now we're not
Mr. Collingraf
all inclusive with the rest of the
Mr. Collingraf, right. I would love to have fluted poles. I would ask you to revisit it after April 3rd. You know my meeting on April 3rd.
Right, okay.
And they've already offered to pay for it.
All right.
I can't make a commitment till I have a written agreement.
Then we're good. Then I'm okay.
So that's why I have the luxury of saying remove $100,000.
Yeah.
Because we can always put it back.
We can always add it back if we have to.
Mm-hmm.
By that time, we may have a better revenue stream. We may have a better grasp of things.
Okay.
That's why I'm being liberal with that. Same thing with the community building on Alexander Road. $75,000 is what we estimate it would take to put new garage doors and to put a new roof on that building. We will tough it through the summer and see where we are with that.
Yeah.
So I would remove that. So when we pass the budget, we pass a balanced budget.
175.
So that's 175. Then I would remove the police car of 41,000.
Yeah. I don't agree with that, Mayor.
Well, I do because I think we'd have more opportunity in the month of October or the month of August to order it. We always order them around October, November. By that time, we may have a better grasp on our finances.
Okay.
That's the only reason why I'm even using that as a leverage. But this shows the balance of the budget when you pass your budget.
All right.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
The $40,000 for the labor for the crack sealing grant that we got, that has to go in the budget, correct?
I don't see it in here.
So we do need to appropriate that money.
Are we completing the labor?
No, that's...
They will do the labor and then reimburse us?
$34,000 is what the county gave us, I believe $34,000.
Yeah. Right.
And we got the estimate from the engineers that said $41,000.
Something like that. Yeah,
$40,000 expenditure on our behalf.
$34,000, Mayor, I'm sorry to interrupt. That was just for the supplies and materials.
Correct, that's for materials.
Right. And they said we would be responsible for the labor.
Right, we would be responsible for the labor and going out for bids for the contractors and all that.
Yeah.
So then that would be reimbursable. That's the way that is. So with that being said, that has to be added to the budget.
Yeah.
So that's a new police car.
Yeah, yeah, that would be, yeah. And what is this, $70,000? That's your debt, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's all I have in capital. And what is that, 41? So we can just subtract the 41, huh?
176.
If you back that other...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's putting 40 in for labor on...
Well, for capital improvement, crack sealing, if we accept the money from the county.
Do you want to leave it out and reappropriate if you accept it and do the work, or?
Well, I think we know we have to do the crack sealing.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, it's bad enough we're not repairing any roads right now. The crack sealing is, I mean.
Roads will get worse.
And we're getting a grant. I mean, I don't think, you know, met, so we.
I would agree with that. And the projects that Don Sheehy was talking about total almost $1 million. So I would think at the very least we need to do the crack sealing.
Exactly. So I would, Katie, is everybody in agreement? Leave it in there?
Yeah.
$40,000.
Okay. So that would give us, we'd be at about a $45,000 surplus, except for I need to know how much you would like me to put in for Community Day. So if I put in 10,000, do I put in 15, and then where our surplus is a little bit less?
Why don't we ask the audience what is their feeling on Community Day?
Cancel it.
Okay. Here's the people that are going to come to the park, and they're telling you they don't want it.
I know, it's just like a fun thing.
It's one day.
$20,000, let's...
Yeah, but that's a poor sample that you're taking there, honey. Come on.
I don't think that's fair to say.
I put a lot of myself in
I know,
day, and everybody else does too. Is it part of my heart a little hurt? Yeah, but it's $20,000. I would rather put that $20,000 to Rob to get fixed his equipment.
There you go.
People need to be practical.
Even though my heart hurts a little bit.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I honestly believe in my heart that Community Day is a wonderful thing.
But a wonderful thing.
I think that most of our residents would understand also the situation that we're in, and for this year, if we didn't have it, and they know the expense that's associated with it, I don't think many of our residents are going to fault us for that.
I don't either. Skip a year.
How does council feel?
Like when you don't take
I could get rid of that.
Yeah, and if there's the opportunity, we could always get
put down.
Exactly.
Mr. Mayor?
Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Mayor?
Go ahead. Yes.
Denny, how does everybody feel about that? That's... How do you feel about?
I'm sorry,
Day?
Don.
How do you feel, Mr. Denny? How do you feel, Councilman Denny Linville, about Community Day?
Well, I think we should allocate at least $5,000 to Community Day, frankly.
Well, Denny, here's the only thing: if you can't
if you can't do it right, I mean, it's to just have, you know, yeah, I mean, I think we're at the point where it's a matter of the decision is either have it or don't have it. Is that not kind of where we're at? You know, to have $5,000, I mean, that's like, you can't really have a community.
Well, you asked me my opinion. That's my opinion.
Well, let's go down the line.
What's that?
Why don't you ask all of us our opinion now?
No, that's what I said.
Okay, well, I know it's
vote.
A part of you, and I, you know, am involved usually with it myself. I think we should give it up at least a year. I mean, we need to take care of our infrastructure and get our equipment running and keep our community safe. So we'll skip it a year and we'll see what happens. You know, we can always revisit it. I think keeping transportation and those short trips, people enjoy those so much. They need the transportation. Keep those. Give up the $20,000 or $24,000 at least for this year, and we'll see what happens. That's my way of voting. My opinion.
I guess we might as well go around the room.
Yeah,
you're next.
That's what I thought. Go around the room.
Well, I just said, and I know that it means a lot to Carol and stuff, but it would also reduce Community Day. If it's eliminated, it's also going to reduce the amount of payroll with the kids that we have, albeit at probably a small amount, but still, it's going to impact in other areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the only other thing that I would ask from Carol is, could we charge them $5 for the trips instead of $2?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just a little bit more to help. That would be my only other thing.
Yeah, I already wrote something down.
I wouldn't want to get rid of transportation or the trips, but I would like to see that, if it's possible, to be moved closer to less of a gap.
I thought 20%. Oh, not on my 20% on transportation. But all $5.
I'm just like, I personally would like
to
see it.
No.
How many trips is that for $20,000?
Okay.
Go to a doctor and
it used to be $1
more.
It used to be $1, and then I went up in November to $2.
Okay.
Can I go up to $3? Is that $3
version?
No, that's for a trip.
Oh,
for a, like a museum or a play.
Yeah.
They'll
have
to pay the whole ticket.
Okay.
Is that okay? All right.
Gloria.
Yeah, we'll get this Community Day focused on.
When I was at Community Day last year, there was a guy there, ice cream truck. And I was going to have some ice cream a little later, and the guy was gone.
Oh,
he left.
Yes.
He said, there's nobody here.
Oh, that was that was a bad experience.
Well,
yeah.
You know, there's residents come to that, but if you really looked at it, there's more people from the outside than come than our residents.
Exactly.
They agree. They agree.
I agree.
So I have no trouble for one day for $20,000.
Exactly.
Believe me, you deserve the $20,000.
Right. Exactly.
Just in your little piggy bank in case that leaper doesn't run.
Don?
Yeah, I'm gonna throw the a curve in there. Now, with that said, and maybe it's something we didn't visit, should we, I'll go with majority. I get it. I have no problem. I'm good either way. I could support it very easily, and I can also take it away. Even though this is the year I thought I was going to star in the baseball game because I'm exercising a little more, so thanks. And I guess I'll have to tell.
Maybe I could have a game up there.
And when the Babes call me and Mr. Bornero down the street calls me and yells at me because we're not playing, okay, which he yelled at me for a long time when we canceled the game. Lucky I have a way with smoothing him over, but
we can still have the game.
We can still have a baseball game.
Maybe we should just have, I mean, I'm just, this, I don't mean a thing, I have no problem getting, but if you really want to reduce it, just have an evening of fireworks.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. No. That's just a 6,000 thing of fireworks. I'm just throwing it out because that's
sure.
And the reason I say that because that is a very common thing in a lot of communities. Their home days is separate from their day of fireworks. That's all.
Sure.
Okay.
Like,
it's well, that. It's just another way of looking at it. Yeah. It's just another way of looking at it. That's all. The reason I say that is the thing with the fireworks is. And it doesn't matter. I have no. I'm just getting conversation. A lot of people do not go to neighboring fireworks because they come. They live here and they go to theirs and they like it because they don't have to fight the 4th of July. So I just threw that. But that could be added at no time and probably be done later in the year. So I would support taking it out. I have no problem with that.
Mr. Spitznagel?
No, I'd support taking it out for this year.
Okay, so we don't, we're right now with the budget that we're proposing to pass, we don't have Community Day in there.
Yes.
And
so
with the other items, with the other items that we removed, we still have the problem with the trash?
We'll have 196.
No, we do not, but that we do have to assess for it.
We still have to assess our residents for this year.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct?
Let's,
I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
I thought we were.
So we're at 130. That frees up 176. We're at a $46,000 surplus. If we remove trash assessment, then we're back 100,000 deficit.
So we'd have to assess if we do this, that what we have, what you just proposed, then we'd still have to assess the trash, but we would remove the trash if we go with the inside millage.
Yes. I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't say that? You'd leave it.
You have to leave it. We don't
We're not there yet. We have to get to a certain, personally, this is my opinion.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same page, that's all.
You know, I pay like everyone else. I think the trash and the inside millage should be there until we are at a comfort level where we know we've got some more income coming in from new businesses. That's just, I'll pay.
I thought it was the trash and the sewer.
The sewer assessment kicks in next year.
We haven't even talked, that's been done.
The sewer doesn't kick in until next year, 2019.
Mm-hmm. But we passed that.
So with our budget, because of what we talked about in October and November, with the budget and assessing for the trash, that's where this budget's at, because that's the numbers we used.
Okay. So are we going to put something together that we can vote on now? Not now.
Not now. We have to have a special meeting because, somebody with your approval, we'll put all this together.
Mr. Mayor?
Get you to review probably by tomorrow or
yeah,
or,
I can get you a copy to review tomorrow.
We'll bold it, what we've done.
Yeah.
Mr.
Mayor?
So you can see it. And then, yes?
I wanted to ask about the impact group and how everybody felt about that because that is another $24,000 there.
We're committed till July, but we had talked about removing that
removing
as one of the scenarios.
It for this,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a 6-month contract, so that would be removing it for the remaining six, if we were to continue.
But we don't have it continued in this budget for 48. We only have it for 24, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it falls off in July.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we would have to vote to put that back in.
Right, yes. Right. Well, that was the way I think we did it anyways with the contract.
Yeah, we voted so.
6-month assessment or something on there.
So that will free up some money. We don't vote for it in July.
Is everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm. You can ask the residents.
Any comments from the residents after we've debated? Yes, sir.
You're finally going to tell me
how
you feel, Tom?
Once? How many times? Tom Nowicki, 176-12 Egbert. I like all you're doing to balance the budget. Very hard. I give you guys so much credit. But as we see, we need a lot more revenue. I'm all for trash, I'm all for sewer, and I'm all for inside millage. You can change that as more money comes, as Ford, Manaway, et cetera, our house. I'm for all of that. We need it. The crack sealing of the roads, that's just buying time. Rob's department in general, you heard all that. And the residents may not agree with me, but I heard a lot of shaking heads. I mean, everybody says we need more money, and we're not talking about the bonds we still owe and the other stuff we still owe. We need it all. I'm all for it.
Well,
Thank you.
Any other comments from the audience? Yes, sir.
My wife and I, we believe that we should put the inside millage to highest millage possible without the people's vote.
3.88.
That's what I would suggest. Thank you. Thank
Mr.
you.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Hubert, to answer your question, I'm a little, me and the mayor talked about this. I know, Glory, you're pushing for the max, and you just met the max. The problem with what me and the mayor talked about was going that high. It puts us over some of the surrounding communities that we compete with for economic development. And so I'm going to kind of follow your lead on that. And that is, so we could, I have no problem going with more than like that 2.4 that we talked about. But I know keeping us below Glen Willow, below Solon, Oakwood, those are like three, and I know there's been concern with the mayor on staying below those three communities because it seems like every time we're in some kind of negotiations for economic development, those are the three communities that really show up. So I have no problem with going, but I also am going to, I think him and Katie, Tom Jordan really need to give us a valuable opinion on that, especially since we're in some deals and working out some economic development, if that has any impact.
Can I give you an opinion?
That's what we want.
Before working here, this is only my first government job. I worked for CBRE. They're the largest commercial real estate company in the world. The Ford plant, for instance, that is such a specific site that you cannot find within Cuyahoga County that a couple points of millage that will result in a couple thousand dollars a year extra for them is not going to make or break that deal. That type of acreage is not going to be found anywhere else in this county, right, and with that access point. So from my perspective and from my history, I don't think that it will deter people. That's my opinion. Tom Jordan, obviously, he has, and the mayor, they have their opinions. That's my opinion. That I don't think, if we did the full millage, I don't think it would discourage people.
I don't think it would either.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Gloria.
I agree with Katie as far as the Ford plant goes, and the mayor just said, Glen Willow, they're kind of landlocked over there. You know, we got the railroad here, we got this, we got that. And how much do we have to develop yet? You've said so many. You know, we have five businesses, and three out of five already got somebody that wants to come in. So Ford is going to be what Ford is going to be. You know, we don't have much say-so with that, probably no say-so. We've done all we can with that. I say 3.88, and I don't think anybody's going to touch us. They want to come into this village. When that Ford plant gets developed, no matter what it is, they're going to come. They're going to want to be here. That's just my opinion.
It's a matter of schematic, you know, schematics and how you evaluate it. I will talk to the professionals, but I understand what Katie's saying. Ford plant is very specific, just like the First Energy property is very specific. It takes a big investor. It takes someone that's going to turn it around.
And we have our CRA.
And we have leverage that other communities don't use. And we have the big abatement from the schools and stuff like that. So there's some options that Walton Hills has advantages over. It's not probably the place or time, but Fred's Auto Body has a new owner, and now they're in there working, and I don't see a whole lot of revenue, but it is getting cleaned up. So that's another one of the vacant buildings that we talked about that was one of the three in the village. That exampled was 40 that I was told. So what I would like to do, Council, is when we pass the budget, I would like to pass the trash assessment the same night so we can start doing our trash assessment in the month of April, which would be, you know, the first quarter, and then we would do it every quarter until January of next year, and then it would go to council's pleasure on the next direction.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Do we want to, I guess we should all kind of
talk about that too, and talk about, do we need another meeting? Are we good? Are we ready to pass the budget, as the mayor says, in the trash? Or do we need to discuss more? Or do you want to discuss? We have to set up a meeting to discuss by phone. I guess that's where we're at.
What's the total now, Katie?
Surplus of 40,000.
Yeah. Of 40,000.
That's with the trash, correct?
That's with the trash.
Residents paying for trash.
Without the millage.
That 40,000 is going to be blown through. I can. If this goes through, I'm going to make my statement now. We've seen it before. We've been on council. Most of us have been on council many years, and we see this. We pass a budget at the beginning of the year, and it gets blown through because of something. We have to watch every single penny, and nothing more. The mayor's already said nothing spent on beautification or anything like that. I understand that. Nothing more. I'm really not comfortable. But it is what it is.
Mr. Mayor and
yes,
Katie,
sir.
And Brian, I know in the past that's been true. Last year, what was the amount that we changed? We didn't come back. Was there anything? I'm trying to.
At the end of the year, we always do a.
Just to see if it's been consistent the last couple of years. Yeah. What's that?
I said at the end of the year, we always move money around.
Definitely.
In December.
Yeah.
And I think there was a shortfall in collections, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where it was. Collections came up $500,000 short towards the end of the year.
But if you look at our actual expenditures in 16, it was $10,722,000. Then last year the actual was $10,104,000, so we were down $600,000 in expenditures. But unfortunately, our revenues were down even more than that.
That's right. What I
so
said.
So it was the revenues that changed.
We have a
it.
Revenue
it
issue.
Wasn't the expenditures.
I guess
that's where we used to see, Brian, before was all of a sudden we're allocating more money on an expenditure side that wasn't related to a revenue side.
Right, the money
yeah,
that was
true. That's true. But in this time, this point in our financial life,
we have
that flexibility. That exactly that argument is really irrelevant if we blow through our thing. If the revenues don't come in, if we start ending up with a deficit again.
But the only difference between now and then is we were spending it on paychecks and lawsuits and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So now we are not paying it, using it on salaries or to operate. We're using this money. Any kind of deficit would be a shortfall of revenue. And that's why I said we have conservative numbers, and we feel that we will have a better grasp it in another month or two.
So, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
So with that said, Brian, and I'm not putting you in anything, it's a conversation for all of us.
All right.
The only answer would be, let's say if we said, okay, we're not comfortable with 43, we need more, what are we saying? The only thing I have in front of me that would say would be this right here, correct? I mean, we haven't found anything.
We got nothing else.
We have nothing else on the expenditures. We went through all the pages, nothing there. The only thing we would have in front of us is cutting back the 32-hour work week.
That's it, because the rest we agreed to.
The rest we've already... we've already
community
done.
Day, the lake.
It would be this 120,000 right here, or 120, 50, or 53.
One of the three scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that said, I mean that's. Am I correct?
Well, I'm sorry for interrupting, but and we've already said that's not the greatest of ideas to put everybody at 32, because of what you were saying. But I would
caution that we might have
is we what? Might have to, or we might,
that's
Rob might have to work with five guys,
Well,
court might have to go down to two sessions a month.
Well, our plan is to go to two sessions a month for the mayor's side and then use the other two times for the referee for the cameras.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, no. No one asked me.
Oh.
No one asked me.
We expect you to tell us.
Do tell.
Yeah, we expect you to tell us. I that's what the whole thing's about. I mean, Katie knows.
That's the anticipation with the flow. If the volume gets there and we have a lot of those referees or a lot of those questions, and we're going to pay, you're still going to pay somebody.
Oh, yeah.
We understand.
You're not saving much money, but you still got to pay a referee.
Right.
It's just that I thought because there's so much controversy, why should I do it? Let a referee do it, and everyone could be happy that the mayor's not going to get the extra $9,000. That's all. No, but I'm just saying that's
no. I thought the whole discussion on, you see, now, I thought when it was decided that the magistrate was going to do the traffic cameras, because that was what suggested, not the mayor, when you have
a referee
because
referee, yes.
That's what
it's
the camera,
matter, yes.
Yes, and that's how it should be. I don't think we've ever debated about whether or not to give you, because I don't want people to miss.
We followed what we were told. I was anticipating, I've had the discussion with my police chief and the clerk of courts. We'll see what the volumes are,
right.
And we'll go from there. We'll probably keep it on Thursdays, since that's the standard, and we'll have every other Thursday would be referees, and then the other one would be mayor's court. Because if you notice, then that means that my tickets may fall off, too, because we have less manpower. We were at 181 tickets, now we're getting 110 tickets per month. So that's where the volumes difference. So with this traffic cameras, it'll probably be the volume will go the other direction, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us so far? I know when was it? Monday it dropped off that they're ticketing them? Was it Monday that?
Bush.
Wow.
I don't know all the numbers, and I really don't want to discuss them publicly because I don't want it to be considered a tax grab.
Right.
So I would rather tell you in my office, or I'd rather show you the paperwork. So I appreciate if you don't ask that in public anymore.
Okay. So I guess
you understand why I'm saying that,
yeah.
Right? Because it's going to be considered a tax grab when we're trying to get compliance and safety.
Yeah.
So we fall right into that pitch when we sit up here and debate it like a bunch of 12-year-olds, and then you got people in the audience that will say, oh, that's all they're worried about is revenue. So you have to be smarter and
safety.
Think about that. So we have to discuss this in the professional matter of safety. Okay? Does everybody understand that?
Well, here too, Mayor. I every time I come across the village line, there is a sign there warning everybody that our community is being helped by traffic.
You know, I haven't seen that.
Scanning, okay? So if people still insist that they want to speed and they want to be sinful, then let them pay for those sins. That's what I say, okay? Thank you. All right.
So if we can get back to the budget.
Let's get back, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
So I guess where we're at is, do we go with that 43,000 surplus and we're not going to look at these scenarios? I mean, here's our choice. We could have another meeting. I mean, we got to get this done by the end of next week. We know Tuesday is the
State of the Village.
State of the Village. I'm sure everybody feels Friday. We'd like to get it done before that in case there were. So we would have what? Monday, Wednesday?
You have Friday.
Thursday.
You have Friday this week, and you have Monday next week, and we could do it Wednesday before that zoning board itself.
The zoning board, that's right. Me and you talked about, yeah.
Or we can do it on Thursday next week.
Thursday.
Because Good Friday, everyone's gone. That's next Friday.
I think I'm working on Thursday.
We could have another meeting and then a special meeting the same evening, though, too, right?
We could post it that way if you'd like to
exactly.
do that, yeah.
That way we would be covered.
I'll tell you where I'm at. I don't need any more meetings. I'm ready to pass it.
I'm ready to
okay?
vote.
I don't know if anybody feels different, but I think if we do have a meeting, then we should be very specific on what we're going to look at. I mean, we've gone through this, the expenditures before. We found a little things. It helped. I think it's great that we had everybody here. I think it gives everybody more of a feel of what's going on, too. But I'm ready to pass it. But, you know, we're a group here, and if we want to have more discussion, we should have it.
I don't think we need more discussion.
What's the consensus?
Everyone, please look at your schedules and email Katie tomorrow what your dates are available.
I'm available.
And we'll squeeze it in.
Mary, how are you with that, Mr. Mayor?
I'm ready to vote on it with the...
We just need a date. We need a date.
Oh, on the date? I can... If it, this
well, the date, we don't have to, like the mayor said, we don't have to get... I just want to get a feel for, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Because if we have to have a conversation over the phone... Jennifer, how are you?
I'm very close to being ready.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So maybe we need to...
I'm comfortable. I'm happy with the stuff that we've cut back on.
Okay.
It's my first budget meeting.
No.
That's what I just say. I can't give you 100%, totally
no.
there. But that's.
But I'm saying, so if anything, maybe some phone conversation. You don't think we need another meeting? I guess that's where we're getting to.
I don't think specifically. Tony.
If anything, maybe some, just you would need some word for, or maybe some phone conversation.
Right. Or whatever.
Okay.
And
how about you, Gloria?
I'm done.
You're done? Brian? No. And myself, I'm done. I'm. Because I know it's dependent on the day, too, because if we follow the zoning board or we go before the zoning board, it gives us a smaller window.
Right, we have
so
to be in and out.
You know, that's why some of that, too. Okay, I think we...
Okay.
If anyone has any questions, please call me anytime.
We'll have a draft for you tomorrow with everything we talked about tonight.
Okay.
And just bold the ones that we made cuts in and show reductions so everybody can understand it. Any other comments from the audience? Yes, sir.
The inside millage, if you would pass that last meeting in June, which means it would be sent to the county in July, then we would collect the money in January of 19, correct? Just so everybody would know that.
Yes.
Inside millage. Inside millage.
Yeah. Inside millage. Yeah.
Whatever amount it would be.
Right.
2.4, 2.7, whatever.
Yeah.
That's yours, I think.
Any other comments? Josephine, yes.
Hi, Josephine Wardle, 17850 Egbert. At the last meeting, when you discussed the inside millage, the conversation was to increase the inside millage so it would cover the fees of the sewer and the rubbish. Is that possible? Is there enough in the inside millage to do that?
No.
Not.
Okay, stop for 1 second, Mr. Mayor. I don't ever remember discussing getting rid of the sewer because that's something we.
Okay. Well, we had.
We did talk about the trash,
resident, yes.
But not the sewer.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't know. You know, maybe somebody.
No,
in as
I had.
A group.
That was brought up by one of the residents.
Yeah.
As council.
He proposed it. No. Wait
right.
a minute. Hold on. Okay.
I just want to let you know. I know as a group council, we didn't feel
I
that.
I had
way.
Asked when I got up. That could it include both fees?
Right.
And I think one other gentleman got up also, and he said that do the inside millage and forget the fees. So I'm not saying that you had discussed it. I'm sorry. I had
okay.
said
just
that I had mentioned it. So could the inside millage be raised high enough to cover that?
It would still be a shortfall of $50,000.
Oh,
on
okay.
the resident side. On the resident side.
Revenue side. Now, I want to bring up something. Unfortunately, everybody is going to disagree with me. But I love the new recreation facility. Everybody does. And my concern is, since it's costing us almost $49,000 a year to maintain it, what is the possibility of considering for maybe 3 or 4 years renting the facility out to a caterer for around $3,000, $3,500 a month and not have access to the banquet room, maybe just part of it, and that would save us about $49,000. I know it's just a thought. I know we are crunched for money, and it's an extravagance for us, and we really deserve having it, but if we have to cut back, like talking about his trucks and his employees, I just wonder if that could be considered.
We've looked at a RFP for request for a quote, and we talked about that in December, if everybody on council mm-hmm. remembers that. We had a restaurant that was interested, and we wanted to see where we ended up with this contract for this lady that's in charge right now, Sandy Green. Her contract doesn't expire until May, so we may explore that. That's another option we could look at. They may not be interested parties. We'll see. But I think we can go out in a newspaper and go out and get quotes and then share it with council.
No, it could just be for a few years until we get back on our feet. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Josephine.
Any other comments? I know Mr. Linville wants to say something.
Yeah, Mayor, I have a public service announcement again. Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m., the Citizens League will be naming the Citizen of the Year, and everyone is invited, okay? Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m., across the way. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments from the audience?
Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to piggyback on the back of Mr. Linville along with the Citizen of the Year. It's also going to be a Meet Your Organizations. Oh, so somebody can come. We're going to try to have all the organizations with a representative there. Any residents, welcome to come. They can find out what's involved with any of the organizations, get information about them, and possibly sign up with them.
Good point. Nobody told me about that, by the way.
Any other comments? Okay, I have a motion for adjournment tonight.
I'm always the one. Mr. Mayor, I motion to adjourn the special budget meeting.
Second.
Second by Mr. Linville. Any questions or comments?
Get out of here.
Seeing none, vote on the motion, please.
Councilperson Linville?
Yes.
Renner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Kolograph?
Yes.
Bitsnagel?
Yes.
Thank you, council members. It's 8:54 p.m. Thank you.